your internet soapbox. You're listening to Ranch Radio.
Hi, my name's Clarence. You know, I'm not a very happy person. I come home from my day at work, and I don't like it there very much because they make fun of me at my work, and nobody really understands me at my work, and nobody wants to be involved with me at my work, and nobody really understands what's going on when I have to go take my courses or people see me at school. So you know what started to happen? I started to hear voices. I started to hear voices every Sunday night. They started to tell me to do things, and I'm doing things on Sunday night because the voices tell me to do them. And I'm happier. I'm happier now because I listen to what the voices say. And now with all the voices, I can hear them every time I want to on Sunday night at 6 p.m. Listen, what the hell?
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. on Ranch Radio, and it's time to listen to those voices once again. All characters in the following program are fabricated, mostly out of toxic waste byproducts. If you don't agree with what we're saying, don't listen. If you hate what we're saying, let us know at ICQ number 51558. And now, prepare yourself for 3 irregularly scheduled hours of deprogramming with What the Hell?
This is fucking a great movie.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Here we are.
Very loud.
Loud in the studio.
Loud.
Yes. Loud, 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 loud.
Loud, loud, loud in the studio. The studio seems surprisingly empty tonight.
Yes.
As an echo.
As an echo. It's like, hello.
None of padding. Human padding in here.
It's like,
hey, oh, there's someone else. Someone else at the door.
See, this is the person we were missing, I think.
Is it?
Hi, you're at the door, Rant Radio. Who is it? A little bit louder. Who is it?
Let him in anyway.
Yeah. So that would be the fucked up intercom that we got going
like
on.
I could hear them banging on the door.
The recharge from the gas station. Right.
Just got to speak a little bit louder.
I hear all setting web cameras up on every street corner. But
you can't fucking manage to put one downstairs.
That's right.
Okay,
where's that
this
one?
This would be the Rant Radio Studios, I say again. This is Rant Radio. This is not a cult stronghold. Okay?
Nope.
He's not a big fan of having everything on webcam. And if if my wife would let me, I'd put my house on. But Dark One had said no.
No.
So, unfortunately, I will go in the bad cult leader box.
Put it in the happy box, kid.
So in at least a couple of instances, just saying no works.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
A couple.
When it's basically drawn by an edict from God or one of his servants, the Dark One.
Don't say no to the Dark One. It's just a bad scene. But
straight to hell you go.
Straight to hell you go. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
It's the special Thanksgiving dinner people missing episode of What the Hell?
I received a lot
week
of...
Week number 93.
I can't make it, man. I got to do this fucking...
Oh, well.
I got to do this fucking dinner thing with my fucking mom.
What day is Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving...
Tomorrow.
Wait,
Sunday?
Is it actually tomorrow?
Arguing with people's parents or what?
I think we should explain one thing.
Yes.
For all of our American listeners,
they're like, what
we
the fuck
have
are you talking about?
Thanksgiving on the same day you guys have Columbus Day, which is the 9th.
Which is the day that Columbus invaded America.
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, in the States, Columbus Day has been taken to be kind of like the same way St. Patrick's Day is an Irish a holiday or celebration of being Irish. Columbus Day in the States is taken to be kind of a celebration of being Italian.
What?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes
How
sense.
Does that work?
Because Columbus was Italian.
Really?
Yeah.
And because of organizations like the Knights of Columbus.
Columbus is an Italian name?
Yes.
Doesn't sound Italian.
Yes.
Doesn't sound too Italian.
It is. Trust us.
Who is it?
I think I just scared the holy fuck out of a civilian, James.
Probably.
Oh. I know that one. I am you should have just grabbed her. You should have just grabbed her
by the hair.
Should have grabbed her by the hair of the mouth and brought her to the room. And then you should have been saying it out of it. Hala malaka. Hala malaka.
Hello.
Hi.
I wasn't scared.
Okay. She's seen the pictures on...
Somebody else is at the door. What
somebody
up?
Else
I think
is
so.
At the door. Like in the T-shirt. Two fish with a big Chinese symbol saying...
Oh, perfect.
Truth?
No, that's somebody trying to phone in. We can't have that.
Pseudo-truth.
It's not time.
Hey, oh, she even bring goodies.
Appeasement.
One. Oh, woman bearing chocolate. Thank you.
Excellent. So is your name... See, this is
she
not me, though, I don't think.
She comes bringing presences. Ooh, she brings presences for the dirty people. Here we are in dark caves.
Oh, it is.
Presents for precious.
It is okay. No gelatin. There's gelatin in these. I can't eat them.
Oh, shut the fuck up and eat the candies.
No,
you goddamn.
Won't. No, you won't. You should. He's vegan. My wife cooked a meal, okay? A fucking cake, which she made sure was totally devoid, and she put whipped cream on it and wouldn't touch it. I know, it's like, motherfucker, I was so pissed, I'm like, you will eat that cake or I will throw you through the
fire
fucking window.
Fire on Ram Radio, who's this?
It has a lick called...
Costing me $1 million, god damn it.
Do your part.
Refuse this call, hang up.
I didn't hang up.
Sim's got this look on his face, oh no.
Will be disconnected. This call may be monitored or recorded. This call.
No, you press one.
No one after the tone. To hear the race for this.
I didn't hear the tone.
Dial 2 after the tone. Make your selection now.
How could you not have heard that tone?
Hello, Skip!
Hello, Sim, and the rest of the audience.
Hey, how's it going out there? I guess we haven't even gone through the ICQ yet, or the ICQ, IRC yet. And we haven't even gone around the room and you're calling
it. He's phoning early. It's like just barely the show started.
I hear that Vampire Goddess D came to see you. She drove 7 hours to see you for 1 hour. I guess that was worth it.
Yes, it was, actually. It was quite enjoyable.
Right. Is this the first outside friend kind of contact you've had? Or?
This was his fiancée, I believe.
Yes, this is the first outside, really, contact I've had since I went to court earlier this week.
How did that go? You had a hearing? I heard that.
Had a hearing, and Cambria County sent me to 60 days with credit for the 34 I had already served at that point, which means I get out in about 3 weeks.
Excellent.
Right on. Is that the end of your whole thing?
No, of course it's not the end. He has to now go to another fucking county and deal with their bullshit, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
What?
Wow, how much bag does that lick? What are you looking at for your time over there?
Maximum of 7 years.
Oh, that's easy. You've done that before, right?
This county was the basically just sit here and get it done with county. Over there is going to be the challenge.
So it's like 7 fucking years.
I am facing a maximum of that much, yes.
So is there anything you can do to reduce the time? Because I know you collected some money for this problem where you are right now, and that helped out.
Yeah, actually it helped out immensely because the money that I had in the bank time of my hearing saved me from getting 2 years here.
So the $300 that cult members sent in actually saved you from getting 2 years?
It saved me from getting 2 years. What they did was they sentenced me to 60 days with credit for the days I already served. I owe $350 the month I get out, and then after that I go back to paying $75 a month, and they extended my probation 1 year.
Awesome. So, hey, that's pretty. We're just glad that you got out, though. But that's a pretty big pat on the back for all the boys who sent in some bucks, because they saved your ass.
Yes, cult saved my ass.
Sweet. We got to get a big recorded testimonial on that.
Fuck that. I want a tattoo.
One bite of the century.
What's that?
One bite of the century.
Yeah, no kidding. So what is going to happen now? You're going to serve another 26 days?
No, actually, I'm going to serve another from today. I think it's 20. I have 20 days left here in Cambria.
Okay.
Then they take me over to Indiana County, which is one county away, and I sit there until they give me a hearing.
Okay, so that's the battle, but not the war. What can we do to help you in the next fight?
Okay, the best bet I can think of is write letters of recommendation of my services or whatever.
Okay.
Be honest.
Skip's a good guy.
Skip's a good guy. He's helped out a lot with a lot of projects. The anti-pedophile thing, the Project Wings thing, the whole nine yards. Now, can we send an email to Babs, have her print them out, and have them work as letters?
That would actually probably be the best idea. Email them to her, have her print them out, and send them to me so I can forward them to the judge.
Okay. What I will do is I will sit there. In the next brainwashing, I will be talking about this, but for everyone who's listening now, there's a lot of people who cannot listen, but we will be pushing this so that hopefully we'll be able to put down a small fucking phone book of letters of character references and things like that,
yeah.
And how you're a solid guy, so on and so forth, just see if we can get you out of this fucking shitstorm,
yeah.
And then you can move to Canada.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so, letters, anything else?
supporting me in, you know, the ways you guys have been. I mean, it's amazing. I've been receiving books. I've been getting letters. I've been so happy. I have reading material now, and...
Of course, when you get out, no one will give a shit, eh? No one will give you a fuck all. You have to go to jail to get anything, you know. That's how it is.
Out, I'm going to have to devote the rest of my life to cult. I mean...
Well, that's expected, you know.
But, so is this a new recruitment policy,
yeah,
Sean?
Yeah, join them to jail. Make them appreciate cult.
Yeah. You wonder who reported you for the crime? No, but seriously, that's pretty... it's pretty cool that... That and everyone, especially APOC and guys who sent in a major chunk of that cash, will know that cash basically bailed you out of 2 years of jail.
That cash really saved me. I mean, down to the last cent, it saved me.
So now it seems that money is no longer the thing. It's something that's free that can help your ass out. All people have to do is write a goddamn letter. Right. I mean, there's absolutely no excuse why not every single cult member from all over the world couldn't write just a short little paragraph about how they agree with, you know, or disagree with whatever, and I'm going to outline that in the next brainwashing.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can get, like, at least 200 or 300 letters coming in over this thing, and we'll take the free skip thing to a whole new level.
After, I think, about a week and a half from now, all correspondence to this address should cease.
Ah, okay, so stop sending books, stop sending whatever.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
That way, when I get moved, I can give you guys the new address, and then we can commence from there.
I'm sure we'll find out your new address, whether or not they want us to, so it's all well and good. Yeah, you're pretty much under the pretty heavy wing of cult right now, as it goes, so that we can... And that's about all we can do, though, eh? Just the emails and the letters?
As far as I know so far, if I find anything else out, I will definitely give you guys the second knowledge of it.
Okay, absolutely. And, of course, you've got current updates with Babs and Vampire D, in case there's anything that would go on. We're going to cut this phone call short, bud, so we can dedicate a lot more of the cash resources that we need to, because, I mean, Sim's fronting the cost on this, and it's like $9 a minute for him.
I thank him for this. And,
yeah, no problem.
No problem.
So anything else you wanted to say, brother?
Not really, other than hi to everybody in cult. Thanks for supporting me while I'm in here, and, you know, let's just keep it going. Let's keep cult alive.
We'll keep you alive.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Hey, you take care, all right?
All right, I'll see you guys later.
All right, man.
Bye, Skip.
All right.
Excellent. That was Skip from jail.
Mm.
Mm.
Sean, can I say something without you, like, taking it in a bad way?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, this is not a knock, but I
here it comes.
Disclaimer.
You're ready.
Disclaimer.
Ready yourself.
Okay, I think even you have to admit the name, especially if you're a judge and you see a bunch of letters, and, you know, there's, like, the name of the organization that these letters are from starts with the word cult.
Yes.
Oh,
the
yeah,
average,
that's
the average. The average person would take this in a bad way. This is not a knock. I'm just saying.
It's a very good idea to get rich.
We're talking about some steel trap conservative.
Okay, right.
If anyone sends a letter, they're going to be signing it with their real name.
Yes,
not with
cult.
Nomad Soul Raper.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm
Please Skip Radio. My rodents are
here. I've got an email here that says, you better let Skip Radio go or we will come to your house and kill that little Shetland pony that your daughter likes to ride and nail the head to the front fucking door. Now, I don't like to really know that you know about that Shetland pony. So I'm going to make an example of you and sentence you to 27 7-year consecutive sentences.
I think
you understand what I'm saying. I'm not knocking your organization. I'm just saying.
No, not at all. That's common sense.
Okay, yeah. I just thought I should mention that. You know, it just kind of like it was a little thing that came up in the back of my mind as we were talking about letters. I had an image of like the names of the people, like you said, that are on the internet.
Oh yeah,
and the rest of it.
We're team. Whoa! Holy shovel, like, crossbones, and all
that. Like
that
you know, awesome. The judge just going.
I saw that picture.
Yeah. Going, oh my God, I want him gone forever.
Okay, not only it'd be me and Skip and adjoining cells in the States for like my organization uttering threats or something. That'd be perfect. This is actually very, very serious. There's a lot of people in cult who are a little bit tired of the fight. Because it gets tiring.
Which fight?
The Skip Radio fight.
Oh, okay.
The battle of Skip Radio.
Damn it, it's been 3 weeks.
No, that's a long time to stay focused and stay hard on something. You know, guys are sending money. You begin to feel like, oh, where's all this going? It didn't mean nothing. And you're kind of like, oh, fuck, what happened to it? You know, oh, my God. But it worked. It worked. It happened. This guy...
Well, just think about Free Kevin and 2600. That was 4.5 years they were pulling for him.
How about the Hurricane? How long was he fucking in prison
for? Oh, yeah, there's tons of people in prison for way longer.
Nearly 30 years.
Yeah, and then he wound up getting out of jail.
It's not time to phone in.
So
stop fucking phoning in!
Sumerian's getting pissed with the world.
And we have to wait for Drex to phone,
Mandela was actually in prison a shorter time than Reuben Hurricane Carter.
Yes, but I'm willing to bet he wasn't through the hell Mandela went
through. True. A South African prison. Which, by the way,
boxer.
If anyone is looking in on our webpage, on the webcam right now, they'll see that Ronan Sarriette is modeling a wonderful set of South African police fatigues, camos.
It's true. I deliberate them some white supremacist fuck over that dirtball country.
And amazing how you did it without getting a single drop of blood on any of the campaigns.
Well, no. Actually, that's a cleaning tip that he's going to have later on.
True. Yeah.
South Africa, where flamethrowers on your car are legal.
Yes, and necklacing is not something you do to your spouse. Yes, it's true. But, it's...
Should we actually mention who the hell we are and who the hell's there?
I suppose we should. That's why I'm getting out of my seat and going to the camera here.
Your body language, Tam, is all kinds of bad right now.
Whoa, hey, baby.
I'm like, you know, if you twist your legs around and do the Linda Blair on me, you could be saying more of a no. It's like, and in the corner we have Twist Tie.
I have a cold. I'm cold. That's why I was shaking my head earlier. It didn't have anything to do with what you were saying. I was just trying to clear the birdie.
But why were you... Why was there that... foam coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, that's...
I told you I have a cold. Your mother sucks cocks in hell. Sorry, I have a cold.
I have a cold. They come.
Sorry, it just happens like that.
Mild case
around.
Of Tourette's.
I kill you.
Uh-huh.
Don't laugh about that. I've seen my roommate go through that playing on the computer. Fuck, shit, fuck, shit. And I'm like, okay then, I'll be stepping away now.
fuck, ass, get me a beer.
All right, so let's
start with there. Did you officially rename yourself, your new name?
Sure, I can be .com girl.
.com girl.
.com girl.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so corporate, isn't it?
She's a corporate whore.
Is that girl G-R-R-R-L?
No. But it's funny, though. Most girls online who have online names, they incorporate the word girl into their name. And it's kind of funny because guys don't. You're not like, you know, Sumerian boy or...
Well, because there's a misconception that there are more men online than there are women, when in fact...
There's more women.
I made a joke originally way back in the day. I was like, where's all the pussy in cult, right, was the big thing.
Yeah.
And now we have like 60% of the members are women, which scares me.
Yeah.
Because angry women are frightening. Go to Lilith Fair. Thank you.
Well, actually, didn't we talk about this once as our
we're going around the room.
First.
Okay. Then we have wearing his full body shot. Wearing his South African police cam, which is uber rare, like find this shit, is Ronan Sarriette.
Ronan Sarriette, the first Sarriette saying, screw my family on Thanksgiving, I'm here with the crew. And also, as a special note, I'd like to say hello and hope that Ransom Girl, who's got a broken clavicle, is feeling much better.
Yeah, that
kind of sucks.
What happened? Yes. How did she break her clavicle?
She was wrestling around with a friend who broke her.
Broke.
Sounds familiar.
I'll shut up now.
So, and then we have for a repeat appearance.
Look at those earrings.
Yes,
you must look at my earrings. I'm bringing the 80s back.
At a girl. Yeah. All by
one earring at a time.
All by myself.
Star baby, what the hell are you doing here again?
Star baby.
You can't stay away. I love the 5-hour.
Cut in here.
Like, who would travel back twice after they've already been here and knowing the insanity?
It's the masked man. Yeah. Okay, what else do you need to say? Moving right along. then we have Ronan Medic.
Once again, back here to patch up what I can.
Okay, over to 200% Sexy Nomad Projectile Vomit Man. And... somebody hit him.
That's the right one.
And then bringing belligerence to a whole new level. Yes, the last Luddite on Earth.
I'd like to thank you. My headphones are now moist.
Yeah.
Drippy, that's drippy.
Your old pal Uncle Dax saying, I'm hungover again, though this time I think it was the helium.
The helium. Yeah, we're going to talk about the helium a little bit later.
Helium.
Helium, friend or foe.
And with my short, kind of frosted white hair, this week is yours truly, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Sean. How you doing? You look so fat.
So, why are you looking so fat?
Mommy, there's a fat man over there.
So, I'm trying to do something. I've determined that I cannot run because my knees are hammered. And it's not like a bullshit thing. Everyone says, I would run, but my knees are fucked. Yeah, it's because you're too fat. No, but seriously, my knees are fucked up from the army, so I've determined to go walking. Because apparently, they say that walking burns as many calories as running does. It's just doesn't work on your cardio.
It just also takes longer.
Takes longer than running because you're walking.
Which is work it out, boys and girls.
I'm like, oh, wait, you lost me. So, but that's cool. And we're going to go through. Last but not least. Oh, yes.
Sim.
That fucking guy.
Who the fuck is he? Why is he here every day?
He's always looking like he's looking at something on the lens.
What the fuck
the
is that?
I think
Projectile Bomb Man got something on the lens. You know?
Station founder and uber cool guy.
Defender
of free speech. Bastion of civilization.
A man who gives me wood.
A man. The sexiest bony guy on the internet. Yes, it's true. The blonde wonder, the masturbational shower.
Okay.
Pasty white guy.
You're all girls everywhere. You are, man. All the women want you. I always get ice cubes. Sim is so cute.
How come I don't
He's
get
so
them,
cute.
Huh?
Tell me I'm wrong, Star,
I think
baby.
You're lying.
Tell me I'm wrong. How many women lust after Sim? Tell me.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Never hear about it.
So, Sim, when is the calendar
it's
coming
a lie.
Out?
Yeah. It's been in the works. Marion, we're thinking for next year.
I want to see the speedos.
We should have a calendar.
Oh, yeah.
You know we should.
Oh, yeah,
Uncle
we will.
Back will get you some fucking speedos.
Yeah, and you're going to be dressed like
right.
That.
That's a bad idea.
You and speedos. Yeah.
Speedos on a beach.
You have no idea what it... Yeah, what? With a fucking Zodiac trying to roll me back into the
beach? That'd be awesome. Yeah. Come on, it'd be sweet. You can do it.
We got to keep his hide wet. You know.
Somebody pouring water on you out of a bucket.
Tragedy. We'll have you on in October. We'll put a bunch of red dye in the water and have you thrashing. Guys trying to kill you and shit. It'd be great.
Hey, Sean Kennedy, look, it's the Micmac. Come on, you little fuckers.
I'm tired.
Whale looks like he's got big googly eyes.
Closer, closer.
I'm tired of trying to learn these damn Indians over here. Somebody get them.
It's brutal. The Micmac Indians, just so you know, the Micmac Indians pass this thing where they're like, yeah, we can go hunt whales because it's our tradition.
Uh-huh.
And then they take a 20-millimeter recoilless rifle to do
it. In a speedboat.
In a speedboat. I'm like, yeah, that's real traditional.
Yeah, I remember that. They had that when we got here.
Yeah,
that was that whole
thing. But we've got to update our traditions.
Get the fuck off the island. Okay, that's all cool. We be leaving. It's all good.
Welcome. I can see the white whale now.
I can see him now. Like, I'm sorry. Fucking Captain Ahab would have had a whole new ball game if he had fucking had that.
No,
all
sir.
Right, when we test, give some blood to test the seal. Fuck that. Give me the ammo. I'll make sure I work at this big fat Moby bastard. Fuck you and your vegan ways. So,
Here, chew on this fat.
Chew on this. Eat that steak, you fucking vegetarian piece of shit. You're not bald. All your hair fell out. Eat it! So, what do we got going on in the RC? I guess I got to do this.
Yeah, you
got
to do it. I've given up.
I won't do it
I'm not saying it anymore. It's too many people.
Cenobite Babs, Soul Raper, Decker Matrix. New member.
Two people.
I forgot. Sorry. Silent Zero and Zero Star.
Yep.
Two of the longest-term members. Hey, what about us? Cenobite Babs, Soul Raper, Matrix Integrity, Kodiak, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Test Rider, Oracle, Waif Boy, Paradox Rooster, Apoc, Adam Breaker, Sorowan, Evil James...
Evil James.
Evil.
Not the good James. These are all new, they're some of the new blood there, too. That's cool they made it in. Josh K., Echo, Rasnikolikov, Optic, Mopar. Optic. Torrell. It's okay. Me and Optic are a bunch of old Mopar fiends.
Okay.
He was getting in there, and he's like, he might actually be helping me set up the cult mobile.
Is Optic who I think it is?
Optic, no.
No,
you don't know this guy. It's not him. No, Optic is going to be donating. Apparently, we have to work out the details, but he may have a 512 Hemi Dodge engine, which he may be able to donate into a cult vehicle.
Jeez, and over.
It's all kinds of bad. So we're going to be talking about a project. Me and Optic are going to see if we can hook something up to get a cult.
I found a small one of the short school buses for sale too.
Did you? Oh yeah, there we go. No, if we're going to do this, we'll get like some e-body style Challenger and build it 3 feet out the hood. But anyway, stop the gearhead. We got Terrell, Buckaxe, Half Elf, Infaloop, Judas, Kexler, Kurgan. Plastic, Orphan, Poison Cheeto. He draws ever closer to the Poison Cheeto. Nixter, holy deal. Hey, Nixter! How you doing,
Nixter.
Buddy? Oli Deal, Plutonium, Smokehouse, my brother, Spidey, Tenshi in the UK. Who did he get his my rant sent to?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, the first time you told me. Jeez. Ten times, Sean goes, did you send him the rant?
I didn't receive conservation. I didn't receive
conservation.
I didn't receive conservation. There's whales dying, and he doesn't have
conservation.
Those rants.
No conservation. No conservation. Fucking water on my hide over here.
Somebody hey, I'm drying out over here. I got, what do we got?
Eddie actually made a song, so I'm going to play it later.
Did he?
Yes.
And you were holding out on me.
Bitch.
It's a big surprise. Got to get the reaction.
Ronan T9. Oh, my God, that's so good.
Not a song out of the rants, but...
Tenshi, UK, Templar Knight, Dark Angel, Marius. Who did I miss? Spidey, Tenshi, UK, Templar Knight, Dark Angel, Marius, Stone Mist, Xandad, Asmodee, Y2Karma. Y2Karma, you're in. You should have your name on the front of you. Mm-hmm. Bashukin, Imagine, I Imagine, and Crazy Fuck, who still hasn't sent in his thing. And Imagine is always there. Every time I've gone on the IRC in the last little while, he/she, I'm not too sure it's a male or female. She? Sorry. But she's like really nice to me. She's like, hi, fine. You know.
Yeah.
Everyone else is like dumping their shit on me. Oh, I have this happen, and I should have had this, and this guy was a dick, and everyone's, we should all kick all these people out.
I know your organization is called Cult, but this is called Rant Radio.
Oh, yes. I know. It's brutal. It's so bad. Anyway, and then we got stats.
I think that's just collecting stats. I don't think that's a real person.
No?
It is now. Stats.
Stats is
I would say hi to Stats.
It's Project 2501. Okay,
Stats has been one of my oldest friends. He's been there every time I turn around.
Yeah.
Every time you need to know something, look to Stats.
Exactly.
Stats will tell you.
He knows what the fuck you need to know.
Yeah. How do you know it's not a she?
What?
How do you know it's not a she?
Oh,
I don't know that.
She.
I'll have to ask him. Stats.
All right, let's get to the news. Shall we play the news intro?
Sure.
Are we being listed?
I have some small news before.
That's the end of the show.
While Sim is desperately trying to get the stats, the
news thing,
the news thing up. I have some news. I'd like to thank and give a word of congratulations to Kurt Burt and his lovely wife, the King of Monster Island, who got married yesterday.
She ain't that lovely.
Hey, don't make any jokes, because he loves her. He really does.
That's all that matters.
For him, it does.
Yeah.
Moving right along, we've got the...
Well,
what do you say to that? You know, like, okay, well, yeah, right on. Congrats. Right on. Rock on. I mean, welcome to the realms of marriage. Go and, forth and spawn.
Please.
No, spawning is bad. You're running upstream, smacking your face off all the rocks. Sucks.
It's horrible.
It's a bad scene. So, let's do the news.
What the fuck?
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
In all of our opinions? Are you expressing opinions for all of us?
I'm not expressing any opinions. What are you talking about?
I have no idea.
Sean has no opinions.
I'm on the fence. I'm the king of the fence.
He is such a fucking
right here.
He's such a fucking milk toast.
That's what the Scientologists say. I've got to learn to be more outspoken and work on my sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
Learn to fucking laugh, for Christ's sake.
Have a spine, would you, Sean? Jesus Christ.
Come on.
For yourself.
Tell us your opinion, really.
Really. What do you really think?
Fucking take a stand on something.
Stop sugarcoating everything.
Dancing around the issues again. Quit being Lord of the Dance.
Yeah, it's really bad. Oh, my God. Judy, what was that?
That was the story that we want to talk about that you're bringing up before. Judge grants Anna Nicole a $450 million wish.
That's it? I thought she had that is half a billion.
A billion dollars.
Awesome!
Would you sleep with a 90-year-old guy for 5 years for half a billion dollars?
I would sleep with a 90-year-old guy for 90 years for 5 years.
I would blow a dead goat for half a billion dollars.
You would blow a dead goat for a cheeseburger some days.
Wait, it was only...
It was
only 1 year.
Wedding. What's that?
1 year.
So she fucked. I think she should get every goddamn dime. Every fucking dime. You know why? Because the guy...
For sleeping with a dull guy for 5 years?
No, the old guy wanted her. You think he was stupid? He was a billionaire. You think he went, whoop, trip, slip, landed on my dick, and now I'm a billionaire? That doesn't happen. He didn't happen to find $1 million.
Nope.
He had to work. He had to be a conniving motherfucker and probably a son of a bitch to get that money.
However, he had revised his will 6 times in the last year, and she wasn't in any of those wills.
So what?
He didn't want her to have anything.
Yeah, so fuck him then.
Actually, I hadn't heard about that. If he was smart enough to, write his his will, so to exclude her after he fucked her for like 5 years or a year or whatever the hell it was, as far as I'm concerned, too bad.
He's jerk, pay up.
No, I mean, let's be real. Oh, so his family only gets to split $450 million.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck off.
Nothing.
Move in. I'm sorry. Anna Nicole, I mean, she deserves $450 million. Everybody knew that was the deal going in. It was, how you doing tonight, money? I mean, honey, you know?
Oh, he knew it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was gold dug everywhere, man. It was strip mining is what that was.
It's directly into the microphone.
Sorry.
But look at those fucking teapons. I mean, those are the...
I'm sorry, I think that she should get the money. She's the masturbational fantasy of the entire 14-year-old populace, and she was fucking some 9-year-old. I mean, he went in with a smile on his face. You know, I should be so lucky.
They met in one of those strip clubs that does, like, the lap dancing shit and all that.
Like, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? They should, oh, well, she only did it for the money. No.
Really?
Really? No.
You think?
Like, fuck, and was, oh, she shouldn't get it. Fuck that. She worked for it.
It wouldn't be so bad if she just, you know, admitted, saying, yes, I fucked him for his money. She'd go, I'm not a gold digger. I'm much more than that.
I'm not a gold digger. Yeah, it's $450 million. I'm a platinum miner.
Yeah.
I'm gold? A fucking space diamond merchant.
Is your last name De Beers, bitch?
Like, holy cow, it's the DuPont family registry right there. I'm sorry. How did he die? Did he die of a heart attack? Did he die in bed? That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know.
You got to figure she probably got a little more than she bargained for. When she married him, there was no Viagra.
Oh, I think it would have been great.
That was 5 years ago.
What's that?
5 years ago.
5 years ago.
So 1995.
So she fucked this guy For 14 months.
How much does that work out to a month?
Enough.
$33 billion a month.
$33 million.
I don't know, something like that. That's two rings again, I think. One, two, that's it. Okay. Stop phoning!
Yeah,
we're not answering. We have to wait for Drexel to come to the
door. Anna Nicole Smith, and she's all, right on, guys. Thanks. Thanks.
Okay. Have you ever actually heard her speak? She, like, she has the worst fucking speaking voice I've ever heard.
Really? Cares?
I know, I understand. Like, you're actually really yeah, listening.
Like, shut up, like Mike Tyson's a great orator. Give me a break.
He's a fighter.
You know, the first time I fucking heard Mike Tyson speak, I thought it was a cartoon joke or something like that. I really was. I
you
was
thought
like,
it was one of those fake news stories yeah. that they've dubbed over the voice.
It's one of those things where you're like, oh, that's why he fights like he does.
Yeah.
He had to learn to fight.
Or like those old Sega commercials with Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
What the hell was that?
The first Sega commercial ever. Had Saddam Hussein
really?
Right in the middle of it. They did all this weird flash photography, and then right in the middle of it, Saddam Hussein comes up and he turns, and they have like the words come out of his mouth of "What the hell was that?" And that was, I mean, seriously, I haven't laughed that hard at a cartoon or an ad for years.
Really?
Oh yeah. Well, I actually heard a radio ad that made me laugh pretty good the other day. It was talking about I need to furnish my castle. And I was really feeling down that day, and it was going on. It says candles. Nothing says I rule by divine right like candles. And for some reason, I was just buckled. I'm driving down the road, and I just started to laugh. It was an IKEA ad. They're like, yes, we have everything at IKEA to fortify your terrace and your kingdom and your fiefdom and all that kind of shit. And he goes, candles. I need candles. Nothing says I rule by divine right quite like candles, which I was like, yeah, man.
Have you seen the commercial with the crocodile hunter?
No.
It's for FedEx. He's picking up this snake, and he's going, the Pharaoh snake, most poisonous.
Is that the actual crocodile hunter?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a fucking loony.
And he's holding
that shithead we saw with Komodo dragons.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going, the Pharaoh snake, most poisonous snake in the world. This snake, if he bites you, you're going to have a real bad day. All of a sudden, the snake turns around and whacks on him, and he's got, like, this two spots. It looks like he's actually bleeding. He says, oh, well, actually, but we prepared for this just in case of an emergency. We've sent to America for the antitoxin. Guy comes up beside
using
him.
Using FedEx.
Whispers
you'll
in his
be here,
ears.
No problem.
Says back, okay, now it appears we've used another carrier, and the anti-venom has not arrived in time. This is okay because...
And awesome. Over he goes.
Yeah. That's awesome.
When it absolutely, positively has to be there.
It's so brutal because, like, I watch this guy, and he's on the Komodo Islands, okay?
And he's
got a Komodo dragon. Like, he's 10 feet away.
Oh, yeah, he's lying down.
He's, like, touching the tail of the Komodo dragon. The Komodo dragon's turning around looking at him going, are you a stupid motherfucker? I'm a Komodo dragon, you shithead!
Dragon, I'll bite you in half.
My own species makes up 30% of my diet. I eat horses. Get the fuck away from me and get this camera's gone, too. He's walking along the beach, and the Komodo dragon's shaking his head. He's like, what the fuck? Fucking people been fearing me for 5,000 years. This guy wants an autograph. Get the fuck away from me. The fuck, man? And he's like, oh, yeah, whoa. And the Komodo dragon will turn and look at him, and he freezes, and he stops talking, and he's just all, like, tensed right up to move, eh? And the Komodo dragon's just looking at him with disbelief on his face, eh? A reptile showing disbelief, and he's like, fuck! You know, I don't want to eat you, because I might catch whatever weird brain parasite sickness is in your fucking head. The fuck away from me. Walking on the beach and shit. And all the Komodo, and they're like, oh, the park rangers let me do this, because I've got so much experience. No, because they're like, you want to do what? Yeah. Fill your boots, white man. Off you go.
Hey, they should be entertaining.
Hey, Mufasa, check this shit out.
What do you got, Kadiki?
Laughing boy over here is going to go fucking pet the Komodos.
here's some waivers. Go at it.
Sign here. Thank you. Have a nice day. Yeah.
Here's our new musk. Ode to goat. Have a day.
Yeah. We'll just drench some blood on you. Go pet the Komodo. Thanks for coming out. You know, fuck you. Ah.
I don't know where Girl on the Left is.
I got this sent to me.
This is great.
We should read. I'll read this.
Okay.
This is great. Now, I've actually got action that I want to take on this.
Okay.
A little bit of direct action. No. The Westboro Baptist Church.
Where is this hosted?
www.godhatesfags.com.
We've brought this place up before.
Yes, yeah. Now, WCB, this is Westside Church,
WBC.
To picket Sodomite Canada's traveling perverts, bare naked ladies, KCMO Municipal Auditorium, October 1st, religious protest to same-sex marriages, Canada, land of same-sex marriages, leper colony to the world, region of the damned, bathroom to hell, sperm bank of Satan, bathhouse and toilet for the Maple Leaf Rump Rangers.
Are you? Are they fucking serious?
Oh, I'm reading this verbatim.
No, I know, but I mean,
it gets better.
Are they doing?
Wait out. Wait one over.
Zip. Okay. Rump Rangers, where the only dregs of humanity voluntarily go, Canada's only law is the law of the jungle beasts. God's word declares fags to be, 2 Peter 2:12, the doomed of mankind can eat, sleep, anally copulate their brains out, share their whole Canada as their toilet. On May 20th, 1999, in blatant defiance of God, because that was in the thing, and fuck God, we're going to allow this, the Supreme Court of Canada made a ruling that fags can marry in Canada. On August 1st, 1999, WC burned the Canadian flag on Parliament Hill in front of the Supreme Court. The pitiful creatures at left, calling themselves the bare naked ladies, are a typical example of all Canadians. Let me read that again. The pitiful creatures at left, calling themselves the bare naked ladies, are typical examples of all Canadians.
That's how we are.
Yes. Yeah. They don't know whether they are male or female, animal or human, alive or dead. But God knows, because God hath blah, 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 biblical shit. Acts 17:31, they need to plan preaching. They need plain preaching. A compendium for Canada's education. Sodomites are wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Blue screen. Genesis 13:13, are violent and dominant. Sodomites are wicked and sinners before the Lord. You see in Genesis. I'm going to skip the biblical quotes. Are violent and doomed nations, are abomination to God, are worthy of death and vile unnatural sex practices, are called dogs because they're filthy, impudent, and libidinous. I like dogs.
Yeah.
Are liars and murderers, all fags, liars and
all
murderers.
All Canadians are liars
and murderers, you bet, right?
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, we're good. Filthy, lawless, natural brute beasts are dogs eating their own vomit and sows wallowing in their own feces.
Oh, yeah.
I've eaten my own vomit. I'm not done yet. Will proliferate at the end of the world, bringing final judgment on mankind. Have been finally given by God to unclean... Have been finally given up by God to uncleanness, dishonoring their own bodies among themselves, vile infections, and reprobate minds, so they cannot think straight about anything.
God gave up on us.
They must be pulled must be pulled as faggots from the fire and have no hope. Must be pulled as faggots from the fire, and they have no hope
logs.
Of heaven. And then we got a little cartoon here of this guy with a WBC shirt on saying, God hates Canada.
And we burned your filthy flag.
And we burned your filthy flag, and they got this Canadian flag
upside down,
down
in the fire.
Burning, going, oh, Canada, our home, the faggots land. And we will start.
Call me oversensitive, but I'm sensing a little hostility to Canada here.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Blame Canada. Blame Canada.
Now, I just want to know, is that a joke?
That's legit.
That's
legit. Somebody wrote this and thought that this was.
They wrote it, photocopied, they handed it out outside the concert.
Yeah.
They handed it out in flyers.
Just a week ago.
Now,
wow.
In case you haven't clued in on this, Rant Radio is Canadian.
A little bit.
And just so you know,
we got a big flag there.
Just so you know, even though Cult is without borders and nation at this time, it was founded by a Canadian, which you know can add to their little fucking dilemma there.
We've never played Bare Naked Ladies though.
Not on the station
because it's horrible, horrible music.
Yeah. in spite of, you know, long requests by the girl on the left, because she has that slight fixation on them. But
well, a little bit.
Us. But it's like, I'd like to organize some kind of direct action on this, but I have to sit back and go, wait. Because unfortunately, as pinheaded as these fuckers are, this makes about as much sense as hating any race or a nation. It does. It's like,
this is absolutely should I hate beyond
these,
stupid.
Should I hate these guys any more than I hate Nazis? Or because, like, they hate Jews? I mean, their logic is the same.
Yeah.
You know, so unfortunately, as shitty as it is, they have to have their say.
Yes, the WBC is the one who picketed Matthew Shepard's funeral, yes.
Yes.
Wait, hang on a second. They picketed a funeral.
Yes.
No. Matthew Shepard, who was a 19-year-old child.
Who got beaten
to death by fag haters. Okay.
Tied him to a fence post and beat the crap out of him.
Beat him to death. Rough way to check out by anyone's standards. Okay, they picketed his funeral, handing out flyers, and they have a photo of him off their main site with fire around him saying he is burning in hell, and they have a counter going saying he's been burning in hell for this long as time passes. Brutal.
Okay. I can deal with the insult to my country, and I can surely attest to you that Rodin Syria, by no stretch of the means, in any way, is quote-unquote a fag.
Well, which
but.
But some of the greatest fighters in history actually were gay. I give you the Lambdas out of the Lambda Legion out of Caesar's time.
How about half of the Roman Legion throughout all the Roman Empire?
Yeah, but the
Spartans. The Spartans are classic.
Yeah, the Lambdas was. Yeah, there was Spartan Legion. The Lambdas was a Spartan Legion. Thank you. And they were all considered like were all like ravingly screaming queens, and they had the highest kill total of any legion in Rome. They were the Slaughterhouse Nine. They were the shit. But that's they're fags. But they're fags.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you start burning Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love? Must be full of faggots down there.
That's like
a bunch of ass bandit people that putt from the rough. All you pole pirates.
Oh,
burn
yeah.
your own city.
Your boy don't play hockey. Must be some kind of faggot.
All I have to say
is the Golden Gate Bridge. Obviously, it's a phallic symbol to symbolize the gay community.
You know,
burn San Francisco. Wait a second.
You know, I realize there are people that are, like, beyond moronically fucking stupid. They are so fucking dumb that if there was any type of, like, government agency that tested freaking IQs, they would just put them fucking down.
Oh, yeah. But they're
like
not.
You would retarded dogs.
No,
like,
I'm sorry, this
dog is too inbred. Let's just put it down. And I realize that unfortunately...
Danger.
Unfortunately...
Magnum PI voice going off.
The Americans, having a larger population than Canada, seem to attract a larger number of retarded creatures.
No, they breed them because the church people breed with more church people, breed with more church people.
I understand, in the gene pool.
I understand that, but you see, if like this happened, I can't even wrap my mind around people being this dumb.
It's staggering.
It is beyond fucking staggering.
Bear in mind, though, there are people who believe that there's still people who believe that all technology is conduits of Satan. There are people who believe that the television is a complete, like, direct conduit of Satan.
Well, no, I believe.
It isn't.
There's entire. Well, yeah, okay, you got me there. There's entire countries who don't allow their women to bathe in the ocean because they'll soil the water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's nations who believe that.
No, no, no. It's all right. Exxon's done that for you.
Yeah. Too late.
All right. Now, I mean, let's talk about like Morocco.
Okay, I'd like you to explain to me now your position in your argument against mine, where I say we wipe out 90% of the planet's population.
You've okay. never said wipe out 90% of the population.
I've never said that.
You've said wipe out the entire planet.
No. That was a little couple.
Down to 90 now. Huh?
Yeah.
No.
That was a couple weeks ago.
No,
that changed.
No, that was.
He's a moderate. So
no,
much
no.
better.
No. Just let me finish. My testimony always was, up to that point, was 90%. A few weeks ago, I changed that to the entire 100%.
No, correction. I'd like to correct you on that. Your bitch has always been, kill the entire planet, up until about a year ago. I said, maybe 90%, and now you're going back to kill the planet again.
Yeah, well, I don't really
wavering
like
on that 10%.
All right, so here's my justification for this.
But
all the cool people don't make the paper because they're just being cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that. Okay, all right, so we don't wipe them out. But why can't we kill all of the morons?
Because
good moron detector out there.
There's no way to judge who's a moron and who's not, and if we do that, we become what we set out to destroy.
Okay, couldn't we come up like a Rorschach test? You know, you look at it. If you see something, we know you're a moron. We just put you into the
I'll
camp.
I'll see nothing.
Ink, read this piece of paper. Do you agree? Check it. Do you disagree? Check it.
Please step in the left door if you check.
It's like fucking Star Trek. They had like termination boots. Couldn't we come up with something like that?
No. You're fired. All right. So, no, but
step in this booth for free money.
We need that thing from Quake 2. They just they drop into the big grinder. Everyone knows that sound bite. They know what I'm like. Oh God, kill me. You know. Anyway. The thing is, though, I mean, you sit back and you look at this and you're like, holy fuck. And
how can someone hate so much?
Down the street, let's say I'm wearing my cult garb, got the fuck jacket on, walking downtown in low mode, God hates you people, you're all fags. Chris, can you imagine some guy standing in Vancouver handing out literature saying God hates fags?
Bad idea.
Not time to go.
He'd be fucking down much?
It's only a slightly better idea than doing that in downtown San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Like, I've seen some.
Something
okay,
slightly better.
Have you seen the men in the Odyssey Gay Club downtown? They're fucking huge. Like, they come up here, hey, how's it going? I'm like, oh, my God, please don't try to have sex with me because I can't stop you.
Why do all drag queens seem to be 6 foot three and up?
They're huge. They're fucking demons, man.
They're like, Steelworker Union of America.
Yeah, they're monsters. These fucking guys are like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, really good. I hope you're really docile.
And just for informational purposes, the limp-wristed fag stereotype is like...
Over.
Well...
No, it's not
there,
over.
There are some of them. There are the raging queen types.
Those are flamers.
But then there are the hyper-masculine types that, it's like they have several extra Y chromosomes and testosterone flowing out of every orifice.
Yeah, they sweat. The sweat hits the ground like the sidewalk gets muscles. Yes, it's out of control. When I was in Winnipeg, I partied hard with a group of gay guys. They were like my party crowd. And they're the best fucking partiers on the planet. They're the only white men who can dance. And it's brutal.
Yep, it's true.
It's true. It's true. And they're the greatest bunch of guys. You know what I mean? And I sat down with a gay guy one time, and we were both fucking faced. And he goes, you know what? I don't understand. You're straight, right? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, would you please explain to me why all these fat fucking rednecks are scared I'm going to fuck them up the ass? Would you want to fuck a fat redneck? I don't want to fuck a fat redneck.
And they're the ones always
what
vocal
the
about.
Hell could I possibly want to fuck some fat redneck for? I don't want them. They can go fuck their trailer trash bitches. I don't care. I don't want to fuck them. I want my nice guy. I don't want some fucking redneck sweaty piece of shit, which made a lot of sense to me. I'm like, well, yeah, I never really thought about it that way. Would you fuck him?
No.
Would you fuck him if you were gay?
No.
No, probably not. There you go. It was a good conversation.
Very deep.
Yeah, it eventually translated into a lot of I love you mans and stuff like that.
I love you, man. Didn't go any further, did it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm totally comfortable with that whole thing. Yeah, whatever. It's all good. It's all good. Have I had anal sex with a man? No. That's the underlying question. Oh, my God.
We were all wondering that.
Did Sean have a homosexual episode? Actually, no, but I'm sure people are going to
know. No, he's only gay if you receive.
Yeah. Well, wasn't for lack of trying, though. That little fucker wouldn't come out of the bathroom. Get out of here, Chad! Get the fuck out here, Chad! I don't know who you will enough! Bullshit, Chad. You're a little slut. Get out here.
You know my name.
You know my name, Chad. Get the fuck out here. Anyway.
I would have given money to have seen
it. Oh, it's fucking beautiful. Footnote, I chased this little blonde-haired gay guy. We were all drunk. We played Spin the Bottle. Somebody dared me to kiss this guy, and I, like, attacked him. And then I'm like, because I took dare, and then... And I was like, how about you, would you let me fuck you in the ass? He's like, no. And I'm like, why not? Why not, Chad? I don't know you well enough. By the end of the night, I'm so pie-eyed, I'm like chasing him around the house, and he locked himself in the bathroom, and he wouldn't come out. I'm kicking the door and said, come on here, Chad. Come on. And I'm like staggering, smacking my head off the door. This was in my Cenobite days. Uh-huh. There's a reason why I am the fucking man, because I've spent a gratuitous amount of time in each clan to the extreme. When I used to go on 9-day benders, smoking pot, doing shit and trying to, you know, locking back in bathrooms.
Purely research.
Purely to understand the psyche of the eventuality of cult. Yes, that was the goal here. What do we got moving right along?
How to repopulate the trailer parks of North America.
Why? More smokes mean later baby.
Yeah, lighting a cigarette after sex is one of lovemaking's greatest cliches, but it also may form a form of unintended birth control.
Oh shit. Wait a second.
This is what I want
to ask. No, hang on a second. Then I'm going to change my entire position on tobacco. If it's preventing more trailer trash from being born,
No.
I'm now for tobacco.
It's going to make more trailer trash. All these chicks are going to go out thinking that it's going to keep them from getting pregnant, smoke up even more. And
But eventually the lung cancer will kill them. So how is this a bad thing?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't think it'll offset the amount of children they're going to have.
Footnote: I think people dying are bad. Okay,
yes.
So what are they saying here? That having a cigarette.
Women who smoke or are exposed to tobacco smoke at home or work are much more likely to have trouble getting pregnant, British researchers say.
That's because your insides rot out.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard.
It fucks you up.
Because it takes your hormones and fucks them because you're breathing toxins. Hello? Like heroin addicts have a difficult time getting pregnant.
I wonder why.
Could it be because their bones crack?
Well, weight gain's not an option.
Yeah, no kidding. Anyway, I miscarried. Oh, imagine my surprise. Moving right along, what else we got in the news?
We got...
That shit'll happen if you forget to eat for a week or so.
Yeah.
There's something related to Dak and last night.
Oh, inhaling helium!
I think I should explain this. Last night, I was at the reception in the wedding.
You were on a bender.
I was on a bender, and I reached over, grabbed
one... I object to that. It's not a bender. You were drunk for one day.
Hey, that's true. I wasn't on a bender. Okay, I was drunk.
For him, nowadays, that is a bender.
Yeah, that's
no,
true.
No, a bender is when you're drunk for more than 2 days consecutively.
You can't do that. His liver will rot out now.
My liver will explode and kill the entire room.
Okay, hold on. Give him a beer, and everyone leave.
So anyhow, I got really drunk, reached over, grabbed one of the balloons, pulled it down, popped the end off of it, and sucked that back to helium, and started talking in a squeaky voice. Now, this got a bunch...
Ever so mature.
Yeah, well...
But it's a party favor. What do you want?
Like I've ever been fucking mature?
No kidding.
So I reach over, start doing a few more balloons. By the end of the evening,
By the end of the evening, you and Keith Richards are sitting down with two helium balloons.
Actually, it was cool. At one point, I managed to get everybody at a table singing Follow the Yellow Brick Road on helium.
There we go. Okay. We had two bags of grass, a salt shaker full of cocaine.
And an entire tank of helium. It was fucking great.
The really amazing thing is that he can tell us the story with a straight face and be proud of that.
Brutality.
And I have to say, this morning, the hangover I had was probably not from the beer, because I didn't have more than 12 beer.
Yes, because, like, after all, it's all beer, you know? Oh, my God, we don't have a station manager. We're totally devoid of purpose. Sit down. Do your thing. What are we talking about next?
So what is this about helium you wanted to show?
Yeah, well, you left it in the IRC, and we're like, where's the article on helium? I have
inhaling helium, party fun or deadly menace?
No.
50s scratchy films that are warbling.
Yes, you must know that helium, although thought to be a general good time,
Hi, I'm Troy McClure.
You may have seen me in Tones of the Devil.
Remember, when you see a tank of helium, stop. Drop and roll.
Remember,
tasty but deadly.
You can always tell a helium junkie by the semen stains on the front of his pants by constantly jacking off.
Do not give him inflated.
He must not have inflated anything. Look how they steal balloons from little children to help with their little habit. There's nothing. Remember, a stitch in time on him will save nine on you.
Yeah, okay.
Most people simply do not have the information available to help them understand hazards associated with inhaling
helium. But we do!
Several years ago, I asked to investigate the death of a teenager who died while inhaling helium from a balloon filling system.
Was he jacking off and strangling himself at the same time?
Probably.
Did you want to hear a woman's voice, too?
Say my name! It wasn't me. Could you hear the change of voice? There was someone in there with me, really.
What are you thinking?
Wow.
I love that. A guy will be like dancing, you know, spiking his veins with heroin, jerking off, strangling himself at the same time, you know, after, you know, shooting, having like spinning the spin roulette gun bullet to his head thing, and, you know, he'll pop an aspirin. Aspirin killed him!
Yeah,
fuck, I love that shit.
I think this is the difference between one balloon or sticking your mouth directly on the thing.
Or the polite way the coroner's report reads, death by misadventure.
Is that what they call it? Death by misadventure.
So that's like falling down in the woods or something.
So what's the final thing? What do I have to fear from all the helium I sucked back last night?
Death? I don't know. It's a big, huge
death!
Thing.
Death!
There's like calculations and...
Death!
Oh, it does a whole bunch of
death! Death! Fuck off.
I'm seeing a recurring theme here, I think.
Yes. Like, no, Grandpa, that's a balloon. Death! No, Grandpa, that's another balloon. It's like, fuck off.
Here's a very funny site that I've looked at before. There's three experiments that people are doing on this site. There's actually, it's only two. One's called Stinky Meat, and one called Stinky Feet.
I don't want to talk about that.
No, can we not?
I know what you're talking about.
I know you.
Next news subject, please.
Next news story.
Oh, no.
You people.
Yeah, well, let's put
bottom line, here's the... No, thank you. Here's the 20-second summary. Guy wraps bags around his feet after walking around in a fucking shower, puts plastic bags on his feet, leaves them that way until his feet practically rot the fuck off, and he's filming it. And people think I'm fucked for wanting to put up webcams. You know? Whoa, all wrong, I know. Like, sick wrong.
So, let me guess. You're going to take your feet to the brink of foot rot.
Yep.
For what purpose?
To prove how to do something. You're bored.
To do like this thing to cure them, so he shows how to cure it or something, I believe is the actual.
Yeah,
yeah,
so he can cure it.
Soap. Wash your fucking socks, and if you need to go on a hike, bring foot powder.
Yeah.
Problem solved, idiot.
Yeah.
Well, that at least.
Bait!
That at least has more of a point than the guy who's been saving his belly button lint since 1985.
And you wonder
what's
why
he's making out of
a date.
You
know,
a sweater?
People wonder why I made Cult. It's to give people like that something to do, you know? Why be saving belly button lint when you can be shutting down child porn?
people wonder why I want the entire planet depopulated.
Well, maybe if it was only just cult members left. No, wait. That's when all the alarm bells go off. Sim's got these certain launch codes that he knows where, and like, he really hates it when I start talking violent. That's why I don't do it anymore. He's like, Sean, and I'm like, and we will be together, and cult will rise up, and we will rule for the next 1,000 years. And James is like, whoa.
How did Sean's microphone volume go to zero?
I don't really know. We will rule for the next 1,000 years. You don't know. Danger.
Poland, you know.
Danger.
Hey. Reckon Sprout.
Geeks are the master race. You know, he's really concerned about that.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure a lot of other people are, but the Virus Manifesto is coming out on Halloween, so we
are sure. Is that a promise?
It's my target day.
Target date.
It's my target date, and I want it to be done for then.
Yep.
And I have it almost half done now. All I'm doing, I've got some interesting stuff which I'm not going to talk about, which I've added to it so people will be able to have, like, some...
Something to read.
Codes. Well, I've got some information on codes, and I've created some interesting stuff to put in there, which I'm not going to reveal. But
okay.
I've already gave out the 10 cult standards in the IRC. I'm sure somebody's got them floating around somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Does it include gaming hints, too? You know?
Yeah.
Gaming hints in the index.
But the 10 cult standards have been released, which are guidelines.
How to get higher in cult.
Yeah. Yeah. How to become patient zero. Yeah. Emulator
be three rings.
Nope.
Stop phoning in.
What part of fucking no is giving you the most trouble?
Yes, enter the O.
Give it up.
Yep. It's him for sure.
Wow, well, remember the day when we used to be really kind to our listeners? Oh, we love you guys. And we're like, shut the fuck up, you moron!
Like, who's so got up with the Cenobite clan?
That's true.
We got a song made just for Cult.
Oh,
by
really?
Tenshi UK.
Ooh.
It's called The Rise of Cult. And,
here's where I want to hear Marching Feet at the beginning of this.
Here it is on Rant Radio.
would be pretty much my version of a masturbational fantasy right there. That was fucking awesome.
Amazing. I just scanned through it. I didn't notice that there was actual samples in there.
Tenchi is fucking amazing. The thing that's like so cool is that I respect so much people who can do that, who can make techno music and trance music and stuff like that, because I cannot do it. It's like, it's absolutely brutal. And, I mean, people who do that, I think, is so cool. And it floors my mind that Tenchi thinks, like, cult, and I'm cool enough to do that. I mean, that's, like, uber cool. That is, like, super sweet.
Yeah. I don't know what the sample was, so if anybody can type it in, it's like...
Yeah, everyone would shut up here in the studio, so I didn't actually... we could just ask Tenchi UK what the thing was that I was repeating. He was going...
Tenchi, what was Sean saying?
What was the line that
what exactly was that?
What exactly line was that? So, inquiring minds want to know, and holy cow, do I want to do something to that? I want to see if I can... I'll do something with that.
I'll just shoot 3 minutes of Sean moshing out to it or something.
Yeah, shoot three shots of me, like, running around and doing shit or something like that. That's just,
We could have a dancing
nothing
Sean.
But cult. Nothing but cult, a yeah. That's Sean. What it sounded like.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, what I'll do is I'll have me walking. We'll do, like, that Bittersweet Symphony thing.
Just walking down the street.
That'd be awesome to do, like, a rip-off of Bittersweet Symphony and just have me walking. And we'll start, like, as a child, and we'll do that slowly morph thing into an adult. And then there'll be, like, these bigots, like, waving their hate literature, and they burst into flames. And it'll be, like, you know, some Nazi skin in, and he melts
on the
side of the road.
While you're, like, morphing up into a bigger, and the face is changing, we can have, like, the size morphing out, too.
Yeah, and I'll get nice and fat. It'll be great. And I'll turn, like, all leather.
And his hair changes different colors as he grows up.
As I grows up, my hair will change, and I'll get thicker glasses. And... And suddenly I realized that no matter how hard I try, I am not cool. And, God damn it! No, my name is Slaughterhouse 7. No, Sean, you're not Slaughterhouse 7. My name is Witch Hunter. No, Sean, you're not Witch Hunter. I don't have a name. You're just a geek, Sean.
I am.
I'll just be Sean.
And
the daily affirmations aren't working.
No. Actually, I gave up on those daily affirmations because it was like, the future is ours, suckers, if you can count.
One, two, three.
That's about it, man. It's about it. It's like, let's see, we've got 5,000 freaks. We've got 10,000 computer nerds, and we've got 15,000 people who are not accepted but are willing to fight. There can't be but 5,000 cool people in this whole city. Can you count, suckers? Can you dig it? So that's pretty much where I was at. And then, you know, we're just like, fuck it. Why don't we get all the uncool people together and oust the cool people? Let's have a social coup.
Social coup.
Just call me the
triangulated crossfire leading into a social coup d'etat.
All I want is to be the guy at the switch of the guillotine. That's all I ask.
You need
back
a computer.
And to the left. Back and to the left.
Oh, yeah, I'm fully going to have my head taken off. I know that.
It's his last name's sake.
Yeah, all us Kennedys, we're martyrs. We get shot. People for us, you know.
Just
ask
another Kennedy.
Not what you can do for cults.
What cults can do for you?
Ask instead what... Don't ask what you can do for your country. Ask instead what your country did to you.
Exactly. 12:07 p.m. live at the Bring Man. Sean Kennedy was shocked.
Yeah, guy takes off his glasses. Sits down for a minute. Yeah.
And anybody listen to the 26-hour marathon? We actually did that.
We tried to do that. Yeah, because you didn't show up, so we actually did an assassination of Sean Kennedy.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'd love to hear that.
It's not archived yet.
It was really, really sucked because we were just so tired. It wasn't funny.
Three people were listening.
The 26-hour marathon will not ever happen again. It will not.
You're right. No. Let's go for 48.
No.
48.
Fuck you. Do you know how
weak marathon, weak marathon.
Do you know how much energy it takes to say this hyper for 3 fucking hours?
I quote, basically.
It's a lot of filler. It's a lot of filler.
By Desmond's basically content. It's basically content went up so high.
I was so fucking tired.
I would read basically on a piece of paper and I'd cringe.
It was 2-1, normal words.
Oh my God. And people I didn't know would say basically to me on my phone and I'd be like, stop saying that.
Saying what?
I'd say it once in a while, basically, ah! And I'm on tech support. Well, basically, ah! You fuck!
I'm erupting in a
song. That's not very good. That's not very good. I'm sorry. Son will be into work soon, and when he gets here, you better not say, basically, he's not as forgiving as I. I'm just like, holy fuck!
I'm so sorry. I was.
You're not sorry. You don't give a shit. Do you? Really? Admit it. Come on. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Right. No, you're not.
No, you're not, you lying fat bastard. You don't care. You say basically to torture us. It's your own little
you know better.
Fucking experiment. You're a reincarnated bastard with those little rabbits and a hairspray, aren't you? Aren't you? Admit it. Come on.
Yeah.
Not reincarnated.
Hello, Hellspawn.
Yeah.
Desmond, previous light, you'll go to the showers. You'll go to the work. You'll see us out of the showers.
Smokehouse says, don't make jokes about Sean Kay's assassination. Shudder.
Yeah. Smokehouse is really interested in keeping me alive.
Breaker One wants me to let everyone know Occult Chat 1.1.0 is out.
Woohoo!
And to go to this, people have been saying good things about it. I have not yet installed it. But I've heard it's really cool.
I think I installed it at work. I tried to be all sneaky, eh?
Yeah.
And I I tried to sneak into the IRC with my IRC program, so I changed my nickname.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd be all sneaky.
Oh, all clever.
That was clever, boy.
So clever.
Sean's showing his utter lack of Decker skills. And, and I, like, show up as Bishop Bryce, right? Which I thought was real clever, right?
Yeah.
Martin Bishop, Martin Bryce from Sneakers, Bishop Bryce.
Got it all
I'm
happening.
I'm so fucking smart.
S-M-R-T.
And it was about six lines went up on the screen. Hi, hi, hi. That's Sean Kennedy. And on the screen, I'm like, oh, busted. Fuck. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to be all cool now. Now I'm going to go to work, and I'll do it from my work computer.
Yeah.
I've never logged on to the IRC through work. It's through a TELUS connection registered to another guy.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, right.
And
that'd be hard to trace, actually, yeah.
And no, it was about five lines, and I was like, oh, no, that's Sean. He's I know his work ICQ. I don't have a trace on it. That's Sean again. And I'm like, fuck!
Goddamn.
Yes! And they're like, you know, we're not going to tell you when you try to sneak in again. We'll just all act really nice, and we'll just behave ourselves while you're here. You
know? Yeah.
God damn it! So I just wanted to try to
so
sneak
just play
in.
Along next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I'm like all going to be cool. Like, oh, that Sean Kennedy guy, what a loser.
We hate him secretly.
We hate him so much.
He's happy face sideways.
He smells bad.
And all of a sudden your computer bursts into flames.
Yeah, boom. Yeah. That's about it, though. It's like totally.
Hoongen Optic, we're secretly stalking Jew Sean.
Yeah, I am old.
My noise.
I will be hackward. But it's just like, oh my god.
There's a.
It's like so pathetic, though. I'm like, I'm some cult leader. I am. I can't even sneak around my own people.
Beta Prophet site up here looks very, very cool.
Welcome
to Digital Da Vinci.
Sweet.
Nixter.
I hate to tell you this, Sean, but I hear that was exactly how it was for like Jim Jones just towards the end.
What happened?
Where he couldn't get away from his people?
Yeah.
Well, see, Fight Club, stop! Get the fuck away from me!
Yeah, yes, everyone knew him. Yep, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, that's actually...
It's on the house, sir.
Everyone was asking me about the whole Sentinel thing. The Sentinel thing, for people who don't know, the Sentinels are a group of people who are going to be having a webcam wired into their glasses with an IRC, which does a transmit through a satellite relay so that they can be online all the time. And everything they say, hear, speak, see is transmitted online. So that you could, using like a display from www.microoptic.com, hook your glasses along with a micro camera mounted in the middle of the glasses... And a microphone, essentially, a small skin mic or whatever, so that you can pick up whatever is being heard and said. There's a company that Sumerian found, which last quarter this year, I think, they're going to be offering like cable speed bandwidth through satellite access for $60 a month, which is
very sweet.
Uber sweet.
Would that mean the end of cable access, period?
No, because
this big high latency times, problems with a lot of...
There's a lot of problems, but...
Good for normal surfing, but...
There's certain problems with it.
Okay.
But for the gargoyle thing, it might be...
For remote access? Ooh, yeah.
It's the shit. So what I can do is I would use some of Ronan Theriot's aerial knowledge. We'll get the broadcasting happening, so I'll be like, as long as I'm within 500 feet from Shovel 1, it can relay and go directly out, and I can be relayed back. I'll have some latency there, but bottom line, it's being transmitted, and people hear what I say, and they know what's going on. Even though there's a five-minute delay or a two-minute delay or whatever the delay is, they're still seeing what is happening from their perspective almost real time. And if I ask a question like, say I broke into some laboratory and I needed someone who had access to a certain alarm system and I had to know how to cut which wire, I'd have to sit there stare at it for 5 minutes waiting for a reply. But in 5 minutes, I'd get my reply.
That's a hypothetical situation,
let's hope,
right?
It's not a three-minute timer.
That's a hypothetical situation.
No, that's if I break into a major bank and I have to do that. But anyway, so... hey, man, call me some funds. Anyway, so... no, it's a joke, of course. That's
hypothetically speaking,
hypothetical. I don't think we can go to jail for that.
Actually, if we start the show off by saying everything we say is done as a parody, can we get away with everything we say?
No.
You can't threaten to kill the president.
But if you happen to be talking about our new line of work, I find I'm strangely comfortable with it.
Strangely comfortable with that. So that's pretty much that's the idea of the Sentinel Project. Now the Sentinel Project is something that I do want to have happen, but it is coming along, and that's why this bandwidth thing is very, very cool. But getting back to the full circle here, one of the reasons why I want to be the first guy to do it, I won't be on 24/7, but it'd be very cool.
Your wife won't let you do it.
Yeah. Again, my wife won't let me.
There's certain problems with
that. Bad cult leader box.
I wind up in the bad cult leader box. But I think it'd be very cool because that way there'd be a certain degree of safety that comes with that. You know what I mean? That way, as long as the camera's on, until I'm 600 feet away from the van, because it's pretty hard to notice. Oh, this guy's wearing. It's not common knowledge. It's some guy. This guy's got some weird wearable computer on. La 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 la. You're coming with us. What are my charges exactly? Blah 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 blah. Fuck. Before I'm even in the police car, the entire organization would know about.
Can we put like a tracer under your skin?
That's coming as well. There's actually a GPS insertion unit which is in beta right now.
Doesn't that work against you though?
Why?
Then people know where you are at all times.
So what? Cult members know where I am at all times, too. That's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, true.
And I'd voluntarily do it.
Mr. Echo's still working on it. He says, I'm going to try
and
get my shit working.
I want to be there because I also want to, like, tag your ear, make sure, like, the number's there. We put, like, a radio transmitter on your back. We let him go. You know, he wakes up. He staggers around a little bit. He runs off into the bush.
Remember the K9G. Check the claws.
We'll be checking in on him in 3 months.
Oh, he's put on weight. So anyway.
He's found a mate.
He's found a mate. Good for him. Populating soon. Happy little color. You motherfuckers! Don't stop shooting me with this shit. I'm going to start relying on it. And it'll be like all hanging around dancing in front of the train gun. Bang. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thud.
So we got...
Have you seen Marl Perkins around here, man?
Hey, man. Where'd you get that lotion? Sorry. I keep cutting off Sam.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Sam. You had nothing to say anyway.
No. No, I forgot. There's a new website. ClanDecker.com.
Yes, very cool.
So take a look at that. Lots of hacking resources.
Only
to get better. Very nice little skull there.
Nice. This is all done by... Who the fuck?
Wouldn't his name be on there?
I'm gonna kill myself because I don't know. I can't remember the guy who's fucking responsible for this. I think it's integrity. No, it's not integrity. Chaos.
Yeah.
I think it's chaos. I think. Please don't kill me. I'm sorry.
We'll see in the IRC pretty quick.
Yeah. No, it's me. You stupid fuck.
You gotta remember.
Sean, you suck.
Is this Templar Knight? Is it Templar Knight?
No, Templar.
No, TK's a Ronin.
Yeah, he's a Ronin.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody, I looked up this, and I went, hey, Clan Decker, right? Oh, that's pretty cool.
Wonder
if they're all available.
Ronan Templar Knight has got some stuff registered because he's going to start handing out domains.
Wonder if they're all available. Wait, they're all taken by the same person.
Yeah, exactly.
All Clan whatever is all taken now, all registered to the same person.
Really?
Clan X. They're all, yeah, we own them all.
.com, .net,
.com. No, not probably not all those, but all the .coms.
What were you going to say? What were you saying?
No, TK was telling me he's got all the clans. If you want an email, like just a forward, you can get it from him. I have one.
Oh, really?
Starbaby@clanprofit.com.
How's that? How cool is that, man?
RonanSariot@clanronan.com.
No, it's just Sariot@clanronan.com or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Sweet. Very cool.
And that's...
Sim@clangargoyle.com.
Oh, my God. Somebody just put some...
integrity kind of messed up.
Oh, my God. This scuzzy art. See, that's... this is exactly what I wanted. This is precisely where everyone... See, people are... In Brainwashing 11, I talked about how Guardians are people who are like citizens in the Starship Trooper movie. They're people who take responsibility for cult. okay? These people are taking serious responsibility. They're not letting, you know, oh, whatever, we'll let Sean do everything. No. I'm just patient zero. That's it. I'm just a guy.
Hoongan Optic. You have to check Clan Hoongan. It's all clan whatever.
Oh, I see.
With a K, not Hoongan.com. Those are long taken.
Yeah.
Of course.
But, actually, Hoongan.com may not be. But
yes,
anyway.
Yes, it is. All of them are.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, shitty.
You have to be very inventive with domain names nowadays. There's 5 million.
Hoongan is like a weird one to have taken, though.
Mm. Somebody's thought it up.
Yeah, that's a voodoo priest, but, you know, it's like kind of a strange word, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway,
Hoongan at Haiti.com.
Hoongan? Need a witch doctor? someone at work fucking with you? But, no, in all seriousness, that's exactly
these
what I wanted.
Goats
I think
extra.
This is so incredibly wicked now that all these guys are taking ownership. And one of the reasons why I was like, well, Sean, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why would you go and do this the Sentinel thing? Why would you implant yourself with a GPS? Why the fuck would you do that shit? Well, because as things progress, as the virus manifesto gets out, we start getting flesh IPs for caches happening, as different resources become available, I will be becoming the hub for all of this. So people will send me this data. My data is going to be then put through a really serious encryption, anti-flooding, fuck you system, which I'm going to build and put digital photos on. I'm going to probably hook up a serious-ass electromagnet to a mercury switch inside of my computer box because my tower is big enough to do it. So, like, they show up, they tip my box, zort! As a matter of fact, they could know it was there and try to defuse it, and it would fry my box. Of course, with my luck, my wife will be
gusting. Cut any wire, it fries.
Yeah. Oh,
the red or the green, red or the green.
Cut any wire you want. Can't open the fucking case. Like, it will be, I'll have it on a double spring system. It'll be fucking rude. I better make sure that I have all the video cards in there that I want in there, because otherwise it just simply will not happen. Because I've got I'm actually kind of devious and fiendish when it comes to that sort of thing. But anyway, what do we got here?
We got some from Captain Pike.
Captain,
is that the guy?
His blinking light.
Is that the guy with his little blinking light?
Yeah, Captain Pike with the blinking light.
Okay, first I will take a shit, and then I will read about this thing from Captain.
That's far too.
Thank you for sharing.
Well, I have to go into the other room for a minute. What's Sean doing?
It's occupied, so you can't do that right now.
Ah, curses!
And this is somebody phoning in. How do I to pass the time? Hi, Iron Ram Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Why did I fucking know?
How you doing,
buddy? Of course, of course. How you doing?
Been pretty good. Well, you know, you're talking about the websites and everything.
Yeah.
You can register like the cult.tv now because it has this new little thing going on now.
Yeah, it's .tv or domain names are like $500.
They are.
Fuck that.
It's the Tavania is the richest country in the world per capita because of domain names. $500 a domain name.
That sucks.
Yep. Oh, it's Tonga. No, it's Tonga, sorry.
All right, in any case, say what the hell, buddy.
Oh, what the hell?
Okay, I'll read random thoughts right now.
He sounded a lot, like, more awake right now.
He's a little bit.
The dosage is, like, must have, like...
He stopped taking the medication.
Oh, okay.
Anyone who wants to know, I should actually let everybody in cult know this. Everybody who wants to know what the fuck's going on with Zombie, what the fuck is wrong with Zombie? How can one person be that stupid? I will let you know something about Zombie. Zombie is an example of what we will all be if there was not cult.
Yeah.
What is my explanation on this? Zombie was heavily medicated by his parents since age 10.
Yep.
It's like,
fucking throw off the chains, brother.
Yeah. Okay. He's the kind of kid who, oh, my child is acting like a child. So I'm going
to... Oh, hyper and stuff.
So I'm going to chemically alter my child.
Sedate the little fucker. That way I don't
so
have to
So they have
care
him on, like, no shit, 3 different kinds of meds.
To and make him the kid I want him to be.
You know, so he'd be a nice, docile, medicated consumer when he gets
yeah.
up. And this is the goal of, you know, modern pharmaceuticals and the core political mindset.
Of course, they love to have all your children on
so
their drugs.
So, before you start throwing rocks at Zombie, understand that that guy is one of the guys from the camps of the future. So, have a little bit of time, okay? Now, let's read this thing from Random Thoughts from Captain Pike. Random Thoughts. Goodbye, Roy. Don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. If you haven't been paying attention to the news lately, Roy Romero, Premier of Saskatchewan, has stepped down out of the political arena, and announced his retirement. After 9 years of brutally hacking down the voters, called an election during harvest. You don't do that in Saskatchewan. Just a guaranteed way to piss off 3/4 of the voting populace. He's out the door. The only thing I fear now is that the sitting premier is out. Who's in line next? or is just the start of the rats leaving the ship? The alpha dog has left the pack. Let the fights begin. On second thought, I may be a sitting in maybe a sitting premier is nice and safe. Either way, we're still going to get screwed over. I got bad feeling about this any way I look at it. And as I take a look at the news, I get more concerned about our species on the whole. Seems that we're going through puberty on a socially as a whole. Take a look around. See how groups treat people. How groups of people treat other groups of people. Interesting thought, isn't it? If only evidence that I can offer is my own perspective. We are going through a fascinated with icky gross stuff. Pubescent boys seem to edge towards. The news is a good example. Ever hear of a news station or a newspaper that would only report the good stuff, like polio eradicated or illiteracy levels dropping? You could have at one point of time. They've tried it. They failed miserably. Sad sign. We're fascinated by death, suffering, and strife. I've been thinking about joining Cult, but where do I fit in? Sure, I'm the obligatory MCSC comic book geek movie guru who will debate that Sliders was better than Doctor Who. Fuck you, Doctor Who is way better than Sliders. Longest running science fiction series. Thank you! Anyway, sorry. Tom Baker, case closed. Anyway, with you at 3 a.m. in a coffee shop.
Perch week forever, man.
Just set aside the shovels. Aside for now, you'll get your chance. But still, I find my... Oh, sorry, I didn't set the shovels down. Sorry, man. But still, I find my ideas and ideals slowly leaking into the populace. Maybe a course in memetics... Memetics? M-E-M-E-T-I-C-S.
Memetics?
Memetics. Would help. Okay. Then, of course, who am I fighting? From the worlds of Philip K. Dick rang through my mind as I read the questionnaire from Cult. When you fight the Empire, you become the Empire. I'm not saying that I'm against Cult. I'm saying that there should be silent operatives out there. Just people trying to help buzzers. Isn't that like what life is all about? Absolutely couldn't agree more. Mr. Kennedy, please drop the shovel spang. Thank you, sir. I was getting a little too optimistic, even there for my own liking. I know this is a little weak for a rant, but perhaps it's a change of pace that's needed. Expression of thought during rage is great. Let loose all those internal struggles. Just my expression of thought when I'm calm, relaxed. Cult is a sign of the times, channeling the inner hack. A voice for this lost generation. I just hope to hell that we know what we're going to do as soon as we become the Empire. Powder the keg, raise the cannons, show them the fear, show them no quarter given. Captain Pike. Okay, there's a few things that this actually touches on, which, again, in the Virus Manifesto, I will be talking about. I do not want Cult to become a structured organization to the nth degree. Micromanagement cannot happen.
Bureaucracy. Woo-hoo.
We cannot have that. I always want Cult to be the largest, fast, loose motherfucker running. The only reason why I'm going to be running as a hub is to correlate efforts. Action without direction is useless. So what we are going to be doing is, as a group, as we come up with new ideas, new thoughts, guys, touch base with me sometimes. They say, Sean, I want to do this. Do you think it's a good idea? If it's something that's potentially dangerous or something that involves violence, you're fucking right, you better talk to me first, and don't go throwing a cult name on it, because holy shit, will that be bad. Okay? But if it's just something that's a website related, or if it's something you want to do because you think it's cool, it's a project, whatever, yeah, by all means, you can touch base with me if you want to. It's not like I control people. I just control where the cult logo goes. Okay, I will say whether or not you're backed or not.
Stamp of approval.
That's right, it's the stamp of approval. It's saying that, yes, this adheres to the standards that we've set out in Cult. This adheres to those ideas. We are not going to have approving committees. We are not going to do that. We always have to remain fast and loose. Because, all jokes aside, what if one day I'm not there? I don't want this organization to fold. Okay, I want to make sure that there's going to be people who can, you know, carry on, there'll be a new patient zero, things will carry forth, and maybe, you know, someone will remember my name down the road. But the point is, for the meantime, in between time, we've got to make sure that as the organization grows, the standards have to be laid down early and now. Which is why I let the standards out, which is not the laws, not the commandments, they're guidelines, they're a standard that people in Cult follow. The ideas of get root, get route, you know, be cool with people, immerse yourself in media, broadband, express yourself, learn, read, and then develop your own ideas and concepts towards personal freedom and choice. That is the crucial role. It is not about the structure. It is not about any of that shit. Cult on the books is going to be listed as a for-profit business. I'm going to incorporate this motherfucker. Why? In case I get sued, I can just say, oh, no, Cult has no assets. Thank you. It's a big legal tool.
Okay? Well, I'm going to be using paper to fuck people. All right? That's exactly what I'm going to do. Anybody wants to fuck with us on a legal standpoint, I'm taking steps now. I've got some consultation from people who know what the hell is going on and how to screw over legal battles, okay, on how to set this thing up. I've got to protect myself. But more than that, I have to protect cult members. That's another reason why I'm doing it, is also because if a cult member gets, let's say Simplex, gets sued by some child porn guy, he says, oh, yeah, well, I was operating under directions of cult. Fucking A. Yes, he was. Absolutely. He's a freelance contractor from cult. He works for 1 cent a year on paper. You bet. Then they say, fine, then we're suing cult because he's an employee of cult. He's a contractor of cult. We're suing cult. Oh, okay, we fold. We have no assets. Thank you. You can't touch anything.
So once time, get out of jail free, get out of hell free card.
It's more than a one time because I just reincorporate.
That's legal to reincorporate?
Yes,
after,
it is.
After
it's called a numbered company, yes, and they do it every fucking day. It's the same goddamn...
I think that's how construction companies work.
That's right.
Every single building,
how shady construction companies work.
Yeah, yeah, every single building is a new
that's
company.
That's why the leaky condo thing...
Holy...
Because they're gone. You can't sue them.
But, you know, people who get all wrapped up in the banner and, oh no, we're the organization. 2600 who's gone assets and stuff like that. We are complete vapor. Cult is not an organization that is based in material. We're based in the ethereal. And because of that, the vapor that is there, they can't kill an idea. They can't kill a consciousness. They can't kill a concept. And as cult grows and becomes an internet entity of its own, it can't be stopped.
Why do I see this ending up with us basically living in mobile homes, running around in a basically a bus someplace, transmitting from various
areas? Me to jail.
Why do I see this is how this is going to end?
I wouldn't run.
I see myself living in a mobile home sometimes.
I wouldn't run. That'd be the best thing that could have happened to cult. What a wake-up call. I'm in jail. Here I am, right here, with my bloody nose and my black eye, talking to a microphone. You bet. I'm in jail for listening to music. I talked about killing people. I get more time from the people who actually do kill people. You can get up to 5 years in prison per count of $1,000 worth of software that you have pirated. You want to raid my apartment? I go to jail for the next... I think we worked it out. I would be in jail approximately
forever.
Halfway until the sun exploded. Okay. Brutal.
If they wanted to. If they
brutal.
Went
WIM
through
laws.
Your whole apartment.
These WIM laws, which is going to be rectified very soon, within the next probably 2 weeks, I'm going to go and remove everything pirate that ever was from my apartment, as well as taking certain steps, making sure that, as patient zero, you'll have a certain degree of concept and protection.
Is there an auction for this stuff, or...?
No, it's being removed. I didn't say it was being destroyed. It's just
no, don't destroy it. Give it to me.
Yeah. Oh, can I have all your stuff? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Thanks. You sound like my friends. Like, you know, so Desmond, what are you planning on doing with your stuff when you die? You know, it's like, huh, what?
I want your books. I want the gaming books.
GE kind of rocks.
I hate you all. Leave my home now.
There's some sticky notes. But I'm just going to write my name and put it on the stuff I want.
Put it in the back. You won't see it, but you know, if you stick off, yeah, it's all there. But so this is the idea, the concept. Don't worry about cult becoming this, you know, bureaucratic, you know, fill out forms to fucking get funding for a project. It's all about communication and talking. Mm-hmm. You know, the internet drives people apart. Yeah. So what we need to do is that's my little tangent on that. Excellent rant, Captain Pike. Really good. I'll bleep you a whole bunch of little lights. And show my approval. Thank you ever so much.
He already did.
All right.
There you go.
So let's
send him a chick with a giant pulsing head.
There you go.
That'll make him feel good.
Anna Nicole Smith. Hey, we got some credit card numbers. Is that almost as good as? Anyway, I'll be right back.
Are you going to take a break? Okay.
I'm taking a break.
Okay. Do we have a rant from him?
We've got no media.
We've got no media. We have.
We have to talk
all week.
You made no rants.
Sean celebrated in some pagan ritual today.
No, I did not make any rants. I've been automating and roboticizing an entire factory that runs on butane that is next door to where you live.
So therefore it fucks up, it blows up everything within a mile.
It fucks up, people die.
Cool.
I've been busy.
No pressure. No pressure.
Here.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Company's called CKF. You can get them on the web. Just so you know. Yeah, I'm doing the automation for the entire factory, all the butane switches, everything. And butane being a colorless, odorless gas, which pools and is highly explosive. It's also used to making styrofoam.
Yeah, and yes. Sean's in charge of people not dying.
Yeah, so this is what I've been doing, aside from writing the Virus Manifesto and keeping track of new blood and answering emails.
Well, I'm sorry I can't finish and do my what the hell story. I'm going to be running from this area screaming.
Yeah. Okay. do we want to do Tales from the Street and Gross Hospital?
Oh, yeah.
We have a long
plenty. Within time, we can. Oh,
sure.
Yeah. Oh. It's no problem. So I'll cue those up. keep talking.
Well, yeah, thanks.
Sure.
So what the hell do you want us to say? Jesus
Christ. Thanks for turning off the microphone before you dropping it on the floor.
Well done.
What?
Did I turn off?
No, you didn't.
You didn't. That's why the sarcasm.
Not professional.
That's why I went thump, thump,
blah, 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 blah. Beak, beak, beak.
Very professional. Your salary's cut.
Oh, yeah.
At least in half.
Half of nothing is
worse. Now he's down to 2 smarties a week.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I have to say that, unfortunately, I have no Tales of the Loser Cruiser. It's been like...
Really? It's been pretty good?
2.5 weeks since anybody said anything to me that I even bothered.
I think word's getting around.
Yeah, I know. People are leaving me the fuck alone or something. It's like don't bother him.
He's
Jack.
Don't
bother
him.
I did have a transit cop recognize me. And he just like,
I see you from the videos we preview.
No. He just...
Good work.
No, he was one of the guys that I helped. Basically, when I held the guy until the transit.
Oh,
cop
right.
Up. So he was
the
one of
guy the, you had to go 3 stations holding
yeah,
him. Again,
holding him, holding him on the floor. Yeah. Yeah. So the cop showed up and he was like, "Hey, how you doing?" And I'm like, "Yeah, fine." He said, "Any more problems?" I said, "Actually, no. Funny enough, you know?
They're gonna give you like one of those old cell phones that directly contacts the station police. You make so many calls to them, right?
Wow.
So here's Tales from the Street with Ronan Medic. Please. Okay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Batten down your hatches and lock your doors. It's Ronan Medic time once more for Tales from the Street. Tonight's episode is going to be a little bit on the different side. It's nothing that directly happened to myself. This is more for myself in the solving of an urban legend. Approximately a couple years ago, I'd heard this legend of a very, very nasty and unpleasant incident that occurred down the States. But it was a very, how do we put this one, no real ties to it, no real strength to it, nothing really heard of it. Apparently it might have been a news blurb. There's a little bit of a rumor in the fire EMS community and it just disappeared.
Uh-huh.
That was until I saw a documentary on said urban legend.
Really?
Which I'll be sharing with you now. 2 children, about between the ages of 7 and 9 years of age. Middle suburbia, America. I believe Colorado.
Go the hub of problems.
Oh, yes. What they do is they went out to their little backyard out in suburbia, going down a little bit of a pathway over to where this creek's going, this nicely formed, bubbling, babbling brook. And what do they like to do? They like to skip stones.
Uh-huh.
They love skipping stones. It's their thing. And these 2 friends are throwing, skipping stones. They see this, what appears to be this piece of metal sticking out of the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Right by the creek. So they start skipping stones, saying, "Hey, you know, let's throw stones at this piece of metal. Whoever hits it first, you know, is the winner." Okay. So mom hears this off in the distance and goes back to doing her little bit of a potato salad and all the rest of this. One of the kids finally pitches a rock. It hits the piece of metal, causing a spark.
Uh-huh.
Now, ironically enough, said piece of piping is actually an exposed natural gas miner main.
Oh, really? Okay. All the makings of an urban legend.
All the makings of a said urban legend, considering I don't think too many people have ever heard of this.
They run them through creeks?
Oh, no. This is where we get to later on.
Okay.
The creek wasn't supposed to be there, but that's a digression.
Damn creek.
This is a creek that was added to a suburbia for aesthetics. The kid throws the rock, causes the spark. Now, the metal's already been structurally weakened because it's an old 40-year-old pipe.
It's sticking out of the ground.
It's sticking out of the ground. It's rusted. It's already got a small crack and already apparently a small leak.
Uh-huh. Fucking boom!
But here's the thing. It wasn't like a big column of flame that shot straight up.
Yeah.
No, it was a pressurized, much like a flamethrower.
Uh-huh.
So the spark, as it came back, went straight back and hit the kids.
This is probably the door. 2, 3.
There you go.
Hi, you're at the door. Who's this?
Axel.
Yay.
He's loud enough, too. His mic apparently was loud enough down there.
yeah, that was very loud.
Go ahead,
yes,
Jess.
Now we can turn off the phone.
So as it turns out, the now lit
column of high-pressure natural gas.
Yeah.
Comes back and hits the two kids. Mom hears the loud whoop scream. So of course she goes running out. She goes running out. Now, you have to try and image this. A typical suburbanite mom, perfect little world.
Flashbacks of Terminator here.
Her little child went out with his friend, to go out and play in the creek like they always do. There's a loud whomp and a scream. She runs out. There she sees her child. Third-degree burns to 90% of his body, dragging his friend, who is this entirely charred, black, already dead corpse.
Only one thing to do at that point, put a bullet in the kid's head. It's only a kindness.
Hold on. Really? Now you have to try and image this. Now, you come out there. You're the panicked mom. You're now screaming and freaking, trying to deal with this. As the mom, there's the dead friend. And there's the soon to be dead or dying child trying to drag his friend to safety. The child collapses in the mom's arms. You know, is looking up at her like cold, horrible shiver, saying, "Mommy, I'm dying. Mommy, I'm dying." She gets on the phone to 911, of course, and screams at this. Fire rescue, all the rest of it is rolling, but they send her directly to pretty much patchwork through her, to an ER doctor, saying, "Okay, here's the situation. Your child is lucky to still be alive as is. You have a choice."
Amen.
Option one, you can let your child asphyxiate eventually, which will only take about another minute or two, and you let him die.
Uh-huh.
Or two, what you can do is you can make surgical incisions or make large cuts along his chest, his arms, and his thighs, and parts of his stomach, so that the cooked flesh underneath can expand and give him about 10 more minutes to live. It's your choice.
Uh-huh.
You make the call.
You make the call. You kind of sit there and listen to your cat. Listen to your child expire in front of you. Or you can instead cut your child open, much like a ballpark Frank. Watch him fucking expand and die.
Children, Bob, what do you cut
either way, the kid's going to die.
There's no way of saving the child. It was actually more of a kindness to let the child expire.
Uh-huh.
Which she did.
Can you put ball down
Park
the blinds?
Frankie wasn't much fun and popular with what? The other children.
Other way. Away from you.
Other way. Follow it towards Brian.
Towards Brian. There you go. Now you've got it way too far. There we go. And again. And we got it. So, wow. So what did she choose?
She chose asphyxiation just to let her son at least die somewhat peacefully.
Imagine that's your last contact with your child is cutting him open.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Just so you can have an extra, 8 minutes.
Just an extra 8 to 10 minutes.
To drag out that horrible, blistering pain.
By the way,
that's not even funny.
No, it's not.
We're not allowed to tell stories like that anymore. We only want funny stories about office workers getting squashed by copy machines and shit.
People who deserve it.
Oh, yes. No, the interesting part of this is the lawsuit pending. One, how much press should that have gotten?
He once stole.
All of it? He does deserve it. He's an evil man. He once stole something.
Yeah, here we go. Well, like you said.
Actually, Sean, no, you see what happened?
I missed the beginning of this.
The kid was actually partially, he thought about touching his friend, so he was gay. So God wanted him.
Was he Canadian?
Yeah, he was Canadian.
Oh, yeah, Canadian. Oh, he's a Canadian kid. Burning in hell, that's the...
That makes sense, right? Now it all comes together for you.
Oh, of course, of course. What was I thinking? All right.
The reason I'm mentioning is it was an urban legend because, how can a story this big not get exposure? That was the big thing. There might have been a slight...
The gas companies suppressed it, or...?
Nothing really came out other than the fact that they finally showed a documentary on it about a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
That was the first news I've actually heard about this.
Is this the fire that happened where the...
No, this isn't Washington. This is...
No, not the Washington one. The one where the two kids actually apparently died. They were talking about that.
Yeah, finally.
The one where they showed the fucking hole in the ground. This is what happened?
This is what happened.
Holy fuck! So nothing came, and this is the first...
No, it's now pending, and now it's going through the process of law courts. Because no one's... No, it just keeps getting pushed back.
There was a woman in the United States who had her child killed by a child molester. Right?
Huh?
Did the
not on purpose?
No, no, not on purpose. Okay. She didn't have a child.
Okay.
This is what happened.
The way you said it, it sounded like she's.
Sorry.
Hey, Mr. Child Molester, do you want to go and strangle my baby?
I don't want him anymore.
I'll give you some ice cream.
Here's some candy for Lure.
What about my daughter finds a puppy? But in all seriousness, no. What happened was.
What were we talking about? The Ramses there for a second.
What it is was the there's this woman she lost her child because a child molester repeatedly raped and then killed her child. Unfortunately, not an uncommon occurrence.
What you looking for?
Hey, Mike.
The microphone?
Oh, this.
See the mic the omniscient mic. Yeah.
He's gone.
Is bad.
It's
you
bad.
Touch it, it goes. It's so sensitive. Like
no, I realize
that's your mic.
No, I realize what it sounds like because I'm usually using it and having the headset on. But when you're having problems with it, it's because you give it to someone else.
Yes.
A, not wearing a headset, and B, not me.
Right, yes. So. Okay, that's right.
That's true.
Right.
With him, it's true. Never loud enough.
All right. We never hear it.
For now, okay, continue, I will share my mic with Drexel.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't even going to make a big deal of it. I thought it's a radio show. No one will know I'm looking for the mic.
Until I bring it up.
Until someone's... Whoa! Hey!
Someone's moving! What are you doing?
What are you looking for?
Stop touching me! Bad touch! Show me on the doll where the Drexel touched you.
Why is it Winnie the Pooh?
What's going on here is that... So, her kid was gone. Her kid was killed. Right? What was this?
Oh, people are talking about the drinking game, the rant radio drinking game. And every time Uncle Dak overmodulates his mic, two shots. that's exactly it.
Perfect.
See, when you want to be, when you say something loud, bring it closer. Yeah, that'll help out a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I've stopped saying.
So her kid is killed.
Okay, her kid is killed. Sorry.
All right, and she goes on the fucking warpath. She then dedicates, which I respect totally. She goes way off the deep end. Okay, she's gone. All right.
We need to sample that.
And she was
said
like,
a key trigger kind of thing.
Gone. <hell. laughs> So she
Why,
was.
Thank you there, Zena.
Did that translate well or what?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. So she goes, and oh, yeah, Drexel's on the webcam. There's Drexel.
I'm going to fast forward through an hour and a half to get you on the webcam.
Listen, you wanted to the best way, I think, to find your samples is to have, like, a
card
and point it...
Sample now!
Anyway, so she goes the fuck off the deep end. Can I have a caramel, please, run and share it?
She says that?
And you promised to finish the goddamn story.
She dedicates the rest of her life to fucking over pedophiles. Oh, what a shock. So what she does, she, on this one-person crusade, as it started, goes around, finds out when pedophiles get out of jail... goes to their neighborhoods, takes photos of them, and puts them up all over the neighborhood saying, this is a pedophile, protect your children,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. And they had her on 2020.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever seen someone other than myself who's got, like, fervent commitment to something. Like, the really scary light in the eyes kind of commitment.
Yeah.
Like
the 1,000-yard stare.
The 6,000-yard stare. Like, the Hubble stare going on, okay?
Holy righteousness.
Oh, like, uber righteousness. And, like... she's sitting there, and they're like, do you realize these people have done their paid their service to society? She's like, they haven't paid their service to society. They kill children. Well, you know, they've been put through our court system, not my court system. Well, you know, these people could get hurt by what you're doing. Well, that's fine, and if we could kill a couple of them, that'd be good, too.
Wow.
That's what she's saying, and I'm like, damn, that's some cold, you know, skinny with a spoon.
I am the law.
And she's like, you know.
Is there any way I can send this woman money?
Oh, my God. Well, she had, like, all these other people whose childs were victims or were molested, and all this, they're all signing up, too, and it's like.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, if I was a child molester, I would stop being a child molester just by seeing that episode of W5 or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh my God.
Don't want to deal with her.
Like, this woman would sting you with a spoon. You know what I mean? Like, this is...
Fork.
Oh, yeah, she's...
Ha! This is good.
A Kentucky...
Ronan Templar Knight. Is she married?
Templar Knight, you always gotta one-up me.
In all honesty, true story, I believe her husband left her... because of this, because she went so fucking chronically nuts about it.
Well, there you go, Templar Knight.
Yeah,
Templar Knight be right
honey.
In there.
She's
let's get them together.
Let's all get
right,
them.
Honey.
Yeah, it'd be like, oh my God. No, she's like uber fucking nut bar. But I think it's can you really blame her?
No.
Let's put it this way. I
at that point, it's righteous. It's like, well, your child was killed by a pedophile. You can do whatever you want.
I have a child. No. Let me paraphrase that. I have a friend who has a child, and it's murdered by a pedophile. There's only two things that are going to happen. I'm going to kill them, and then I'm going to jail. No, that's all that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to be completely honest about that.
The order may be reversed.
No. Zach, even though you're not in cult, if you kill the pedophile, we can make certain arrangements.
We may be able to help you out.
You may even fall into the category, despite your Luddite ways, of a friend of cult. So
friends of cult.
I'm sure.
Let's remember the friend's litany. A friend will help you move. A good friend will help you move a body.
A great friend.
The best of friends will help you move a cop's body.
And cult will help you move anybody.
Okay, so.
So, in any case.
In any case.
Take five drinks. So, what's next on the list here?
It's time for.
Gross Hospital.
Gross Hospital Stories.
Oh, yes, we can do that.
Oh, yeah.
And then I want. Somebody brought up the other day the story of you and somebody else driving a truck. Somewhere, and the whole electrical system went.
Oh God!
Oh, I can tell that story. I can tell that story and my fingerless story.
Okay, here's Gross Hospital Stories.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for gross hospital stories with your old Uncle Zach on Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio.
Hi, boys and girls. It's time for your old Uncle Dak to tell you a story. And this is a special story.
How special, Uncle Dak?
Is it a Thanksgiving story?
No.
This is about the boy who ate too much.
This is actually a confession from your old Uncle Dak.
No, I don't know.
Did you touch the boy who ate too much? Oh!
Hey, that's a
knock.
That's a nice color.
In case I hadn't mentioned it, I spent 5 years.
How long?
5 years. Working at a hospital. And in that time, I saw many gross and disgusting things. Nothing quite as bad as this thing I saw this evening.
Really? Just recently?
Not really. This evening, but the evening
you're
I'm about to tell you.
Oh, okay. Never before have I seen such debauchery. Next month. Never before have I seen such debauchery.
The most shocking footage ever shown on television.
It's colossal. It's better than Cats.
Well, this changed my eating habits for a year.
And you saw it the other night?
No. This is when I was at the hospital.
Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right. So.
Can I have a Dr. Pepper, too?
Can I have a Dr. Pepper, too?
Me, too. For my confession, in case I hadn't really come out and fessed it up, I am a slack, lazy son of a bitch.
No.
No, really?
No, you're a slack lady Luddite.
Son of a bitch. If I can get out of having to really do some fucking work, I will do it.
Come to the computer. Come, my child.
Come
to us.
We are a nation
of these people.
Join us.
I am such a lazy.
Work 1 hour, bill for eight.
I am such
each passing slack hour, you make yourself more my servant.
That wouldn't be your servant. That'd involve working, you know.
So anyhow, what I am such a lazy son of a bitch. I found a job where my only real requirement is that I have to stay awake for the period that I'm supposed to be there. Okay, you can't get much worse than that. But
you want to stay awake, do I? Can I sleep half?
But there's sometimes...
No. I see your slack job and I raise you those motherfuckers who do sleep research. Whose job it is to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. So
hard day at work.
You've never
had a bad dream and shit.
You've never tried to sleep with those wires attached, have you?
Yes, actually, I have.
You would
not quite for that reason, but they put the wires on me before.
You wouldn't happen to know where I can sign up for that.
So shit, I'm sure that's when they run on just one paper somewhere.
So anyhow. There's some
Do
evenings.
They get overtime?
There's some evenings when even
sleeping.
Shut up, Mister.
Sorry.
There's some evenings when even I don't want to work, and that involves just like standing awake and sitting at a desk. Okay, so I wandered off, And I decided to, there was like nothing going on, but I didn't fucking want to be at work. I was bored out of my fucking tree. I had nothing to read.
Come to the dark side.
So I figured, doctors have got a library. They've got a medical library at the site. And there's like nobody.
Oh, yeah! So, let's go look at the medical library!
So I've been in there before because I have to do the lockup and the check on it all the time. So I go in and I kind of like actually really pay attention to what the fuck they got on the walls now. So I'm going through there and they've got a bunch of videos.
This is like the medical library diet plan.
So
where every time you're hungry, go to the medical library. And you're not hungry anymore.
So I'm looking through this, and you might not want to hear the story. You might want to leave the room, Sean.
Me?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, it's a parasite thing.
So he gets it in one, boys and girls.
Sean has a problem with parasites.
So I find these CDs, like, not CDs, sorry, videotapes, and one of them says parasitology. And I know what this is, and I go, hey, this should be some cool shit. So I pop it in, and they show, they don't, this is not like something that was made for like A&E or
it's
something.
It's not Roswell, is it?
This is shit that basically they teach doctors with.
So
it says, warning, this is shit we teach doctors with, not for public use.
So I start watching this, and I'm like,
videos,
holy shit, there's some gross stuff on here. They actually show them, like, you know, excising a tick from somebody's skin. They show worms, you know, in somebody's, they have, like, you know, a like one of these kidney fucking trays with like, worms in the stool. I'm like going, yeah, this is pretty gross. And then, boys and girls, the kicker. The one that changed my dietary habits for a full fucking year. Now, we've all heard that raw pork can give you a little thing called trichinosis.
No.
Trichinosis.
What is that?
Trichinosis is a bacteria that lives in the pork, and you can contract it from eating undercooked pork. The trichinosis can eventually kill you.
I laugh at you all, says the bacon.
But, boys and girls, there's one that's even worse. Now, you've heard of tapeworms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the tapeworm we normally get are from beef or from fish.
Okay.
These type of tapeworms live in your intestine.
Naturally.
The type of tapeworms that you can get from pork, they're not quite limited to that area.
Oh.
They'll go... wherever the fuck they feel like.
Really?
Yes. Now,
gypsy tapeworm. They're nomad tapeworm.
I'm just a rambling kind of tapeworm. Now, they talked about it being in the heart. They talked about it being in the lungs. They talked about it being in the liver. Then came the one where they actually showed the autopsy footage.
Brainworm.
Of one pulling a 3.5-foot worm out of a guy's brain.
Yeah.
There's a brain teaser.
That's
nice.
At that point, I stopped eating pork for a full year.
I'm sorry. It's like this.
It's this long.
Yeah.
As long as your fucking arm.
Yep.
Okay, it's like this. Sean has some bad burgers 1 month. 6 months later, he feels a little weird.
Uh-huh.
You know? He looks down at his arm and he sees something move under his skin.
Is this true?
No, this is not true.
Okay.
This is a hypothetical fast forward.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay? I look down, I see something move under my skin. Fast forward to Terminator 1, where he's got an X-Acto knife, and pain is just not really something I care about at this stage. I take the AD&D rot grub approach.
Oh, yeah.
And I chase the tapeworm with my X-Acto knife. What happened? It got into my hand, and it went bad, so I lopped it off the wrist. Thanks for coming the fuck out.
Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'd be like, oh,
groovy. Tapeworm.
It's like, you know when you're going after a zit? You know those really deep-ass zits that you're trying to get and you can't get them and they hurt like a bastard? And you grab hold of the sides of your face and you're squeezing for all you're worth?
Yes.
And you're like, oh, you fucker! You piece of shit!
Rise to the surface!
Rise to the surface, you cock jaws! And you're like in unbelievable pain. You're like smacking your head off of the mirror. You're like, oh, fuck, what are you doing in there? Nothing, Mom! You know, and she's worried about, you know, death by misadventure. And you're sitting there like, oh, fuck! And and then you come back the next day and it's round two because you're thinking you forced it a little bit more to the surface, and you're like, come on.
It's all bothered
now. You and me, you like name it and shit, and you're like, ah, you die, and then eventually
you
go,
you, Bob.
You go, and it goes pop, right, and you're like, bang, and it hits the mirror, and it sticks there, and you're like, ah, and it like cracks the mirror and hit it with such force, it's like, you could hear it all the way up the mirror, and you're like, ah, and you do like the little mini victory dance, like you're that guy in the beginning of Gladiator, you know, and you're, ooh, ah, big power down flex for 15 minutes, because you popped this fucking millimeter zit.
You now have like a 4-inch.
However, you have this pain searching through your face, giving like these stars and shit going on, you know?
And the scar that takes 3 weeks to
heal. Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, and you gotta just let it, you know, fade out. It would have been like this tiny little blackhead. But no, you have to be Nanook the Great fucking Zit Hunter and fuck up your face.
This is Gargoyle Evil James's tattoo of a gargoyle.
That's pretty cool.
Cool. Yep.
I'm hoping he's had that for a while.
I think so.
That's very cool, actually.
Yep.
In all honesty, though, and you sit there and you see that, and you're like, oh, my God. But the pain you get from that is unbelievable. And a lot of people go, fuck you, Sean. There's no way you'd go after that thing with a razor. I see that. And I remind people of when I had that festering tooth that popped into my mouth, and I had a mouthful of fucking green pus.
Uh-huh.
And then I immediately went to the store and bought a bottle of Listerine and gargled it with about a 3.5-inch open festering tooth sore into my jaw. And then I put Listerine on it.
Walking off.
15 minutes later, I could see again.
Yeah.
And somebody, this was in a public bathroom. This was like, I'm like, damn, it's just burst. I'm like, go to London Drugs. Dum, 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 dum. Into the mall bathroom. Dum, 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 dum. It's like stars and visions and Keith Richards and all this shit showing up. And I'm like, somebody came into the bathroom, took a piss, and left, and I never saw them. And I'm sitting there gripping the thing. My skin is doing the cuttlefish thing. It's like turning 6 different shades of fucking colors. I'm like, there's yellow blood and pus running out of my mouth. And it healed in 3 days. But I'm like, fuck bitch. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a big Ash fan. Like, what's up?
Okay, I'm confused as to what happened. You put Listerine in your mouth and yelled a lot, or was there something more to it than that?
Oh, sorry. No. To fill you in, I had my wisdom teeth, all 4 of them, removed by a military doctor, which is a lot like a real doctor, except for they suck. And I'm not a real doctor, but I was one in the Army. And
I play one in the Army.
Isn't it about the equivalent of a medieval barber where they, you know...
Pretty much, yeah. Oh, you've got lots of blood on your apron. You're experienced. Yeah. So
did they use the small leeches or the big leeches?
Smokehouse sees your pain and raise you one.
Oh, yeah, what you got?
I don't know. He didn't say.
Oh, yeah.
He said pansy.
Pansy, you're weak. You know, I love that. These guys are like, yeah, I was in so much pain, my goddamn head came off. Had it. So it'd be gone. What actually happened there was I had my wisdom teeth removed, and in my lower, like, if you look at your jaw, they're in the, on my left-hand side bottom jaw, where those wisdom teeth would be, they didn't get all the teeth out.
Oh,
they broke,
nice.
They shattered the tooth.
And didn't get all the chunks out.
And didn't get all the chunks out. And they left this chunk in there deep. Because my teeth were growing sideways in my jaw towards the back of my head.
Tusks, cool.
No, reverse tusks.
Yeah.
So I'm like, eh. So what happens is like they do the operation. A month passes. 2 months pass. My mouth starts to hurt. Now, you know, when you got something that far back, like this is way back in your mouth, like you're brushing your teeth and you don't normally go back there, because whatever, you go back there once in a while, you know, the molar, yeah, I better make sure.
I know where it is. I just had these wisdom teeth taken.
Yeah. So you reach back in your mouth and it started to swell. And it was red, and it was kind of smooth, because you could tell the tension was there, and I'm like, what the fuck? What is that? You know, and it was hurting, and 3 months later, it's hurting a lot, and then I reach back one day, I'm at a Subway, remember, plain as day, I'm at a Subway, Corey Dowie was there, actually, when it happened. I reached back in, took my two fingers, grabbed underneath the back of my jaw, and the whole fucking thing just ruptured in my mouth. I went, boom, and this green shit, I swear to God, it was green. Which was like gelatinous.
Yes.
Okay, it goes rupture into my mouth.
You are not.
I like stand up and go to the bathroom now. Okay, doing the really quick shuffling to the bathroom where my cousin's like, whoa, he really wanted to go to the bathroom really bad, and I hork out, like, fucking no word of a lie, like 2 tablespoons worth of shit into the sink, and I'm like, oh, this tastes fabulous, right?
This is such a gooder.
Templar Knight said he did the same thing, Sean, and cracked the tooth loose and pulled it out with a pair of pliers.
Yes,
that's intense.
Sounds like Templar Knight.
But so I was lucky because it had festered so much, it just came out with the thing and made that clinking sound when I spit it into the sink.
Oh, yummy.
So at that point, that's when I went, oh, infection bad. So I go and I go to the London Drugs and buy the small bottle of Listerine. And I go, lob, into the mouth. Which, I'm not too sure how many nerves are back there.
A lot.
But there are a lot of nerves back there.
Yes, there are.
And I think all of them disagreed with what I did intensely. Uh-huh. And like I said, 15 minutes later, I could see.
I had, I think I've mentioned this before, I had a shell from a popcorn, you know, just a piece of popcorn, slip up under the gum.
No, that was the retarded kid, right? Put in his nose.
No. This is no, and I didn't know because like there was no shadow, there was nothing wrong with the tooth. I thought I had a sinus infection because it didn't hurt my teeth. It hurt up behind my eye in the back of my nose. So I go to the doctor. He says you have a sinus infection. Puts me on antibiotics, which of course kills the infection.
Uh-huh.
So when I'm on the antibiotics, there's no more pain. It clears it up. Oh, he must be right. I had a sinus infection.
Right.
2 weeks after I'm off the antibiotics, the pain comes back. I go see him again. He says, oh, you must be overcompensating. You must be used to that type of antibiotic. We'll put you on another type.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I take that for another 2 weeks.
Slowly becoming immune to all antibiotics.
Right. So, no, once again, same thing. I'm like now no longer bothered by this pain. Get off the antibiotics. 3 weeks later, the pain comes back intensely.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, there's something wrong because it's like not...
Something wrong here!
But there's nothing wrong with my teeth, except for I go home and all of a sudden, my gum starts to swell. Mm-hmm. And in the course of an hour, it went from... It's a little puffy to... Jans, you want to describe it? Because you were the one who...
That's Ronan Medic, by the way.
Sorry, Ronan Medic.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ronan Medic, you want to describe it?
Okay. Best to describe this. Your normal gum looks anywhere between pink and slightly reddish. Well, all around it, around the size of a penny,
which is
large red.
In gum world.
Yes. Large in gum world.
Yeah, large.
Which is quite immense, actually, in gum world. There's this red circle, and the gum had come out so far that it had literally pushed away all the blood, so it would have that really gray tone, a very unnatural look, and underneath it was this horrific yellow hue.
Hey, you're going to the hospital.
Yeah, he sends me to the hospital. This came up in a course of like 2 to 3 hours.
Oh, that's right. I remember when that happened.
So I go to the hospital. The doctor, you know, the emergency doctor there, does wonders for my confidence in this boy. It's when he comes up to me and says, do we have an emergency dentist on call now?
Nice.
I'm like going, the nurses go, no. You have to go to see a dentist first thing in the morning immediately.
I think I remember this. Was this kind
of
recent?
This was very recent.
This very recently. So
that's
I go,
when the dentist grabs you by the face and says, I want you to listen to me. Very carefully.
Yes.
If you don't see a dentist tomorrow morning, you are going to fucking die.
That's basically what he told me.
Really? Yes.
So I go to the dentist. Dentist lacerates it open, exactly like Sean says, the most pleasant tasting substance I've ever experienced.
Uh-huh.
Drains it out. He takes a piece of what's called gutta percha. It's a natural...
Yeah, there's a nice name.
Guttapercha.
No, it's a natural occurring rubber.
Scandi in India, guttapercha.
From India, it is. It's like a rattan-type gum. It's not like gum you chew, like we're talking natural rubber.
Anyway.
And he sticks this into the hole to leave it open so it will drain for 2 days. So I have a couple of pieces of wood jammed into the side of my gum.
Star baby's smoking on my balcony.
I'm going to have to slap around.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So anyhow, takes it out the next day and says, I'm going to need a root canal.
I'm going to go kill him.
Thank you.
Does the root canal, which would have been bad in itself, but the abscess had gone into the jaw. So he has to take an instrument and scrape the bone.
Actually, scrape the
bone?
The bone.
Why does he need to scrape the bone?
Because the infection had infected the surface material of the bone.
So he's up there going...
Now, the thing is, no matter how much anesthesia,
no matter how much anesthetic you put in, you can't numb bone.
You're just going to feel it, right?
Yes.
You're going to feel it.
So I'm on the chair doing everything.
You're awake?
Yes.
And he's scraping your bone?
Yes. Every time he draws the instrument over, I get flashes of light.
Is it from nerves?
From the nerves. So finally he's finished. I have tears.
I think there's like tons of nerves in your face, right?
Yes. Most nerves in your whole body are in your face.
Yeah.
I have tears coming out of my fucking eye, and I'm not crying like boo-hoo crying. We're just talking just from the fucking pain. My eyes are watering of their own account. I'm sitting there like half, trying to stay fucking conscious, and I turn to him and I go, yes, the diamonds are safe. Which, you know, he got right away and laughed. Except for I'd like to point out something to you. Never make your dentist laugh when he has a sharp instrument in your fucking mouth.
That's got to say something when you make a joke like that to your dentist when you're in, like, exceeding pain. You know, it's like, ow.
Well, nothing quite like having, you know, a metal instrument scraping your actual maxilla, as in the
bone.
The actual jawbone, the top jawbone.
That's fucking great.
So that's my worst dental.
It's shitty physical experiences. You're on, right, radio.
Well, it was an abscess. All it was, all it came... All it came from was
kernel.
A popcorn kernel.
So they found the popcorn kernel? Or
yes. He could tell what the hell it was.
Ta-da!
When he basically pulled it out.
Is your problem.
It was still in there. The thing that had been attacking, of course, my antibodies.
Did you keep it?
No.
I kept it and tortured it. I would have taken a magnifying glass to it and shit. I would have been like, oh, you hurt bad.
I did not like fucking popcorn for a long time. Every the next couple times I ate popcorn, I was like nervous. I immediately went to the bathroom with like a fucking toothbrush.
The popcorn and water.
I've got like
popcorn
fucking
mush.
Yeah, I'm just like making sure there's nothing stuck in my gums now. It's like,
oh man, that'd be rank.
Wow.
And the worst part was there was nothing to show on the tooth that there was anything wrong. It was all right in the root and right in the gum.
All right, I'm going to tell that story about the...
Then we're going to open the phone lines.
And are we going to open the... Oh, we better
after
do the story first.
Yeah, no. Story first, of course. You can't tell anything.
All right, well, I got two stories. One of them's an Army story. One of them's one of my pre-Army stories. I'll tell the Army story first because it's funny and it's short.
Okay.
When I was in the Army, we had this guy in my basic training. He was actually a pretty decent guy. My hell on earth didn't occur until battle school, which comes after the Army. But in my basic training course in Saint-Jean, Montreal, it was actually a pretty good course. I was top male physical candidate once upon a time, and it was very, very cool. Now, there was a guy who was in charge of our course named Psycho Archie.
Ah, yes.
And Psycho Archie was this small little redheaded man who was evil. He was on his docs. He was actually certified evil. He took a course on it. I believe he was top of his class.
Are you sure there wasn't just a little switch in the back of his neck?
Yeah, he had the evil dial on
evil
his forehead.
Yeah,
now, the thing is, though, that he was evil with, like, sort of a sense of humor about it, so I actually kind of liked the guy. And later when he ran into me, because he just happened to be home, his home base was the base I was stationed at, was like, oh, yeah, hi. So he was a little bit like, I was just kidding back then. Anyway, we're out on the parade square. Now, there's this psycho motherfucker named Joe White who joined up at the same time I did. Who had a horrible time with the Army, much like I did. And he had lost his finger, his little finger, actually. So
thank you, Frodo.
Yeah, so he does not have a little finger. It's gone. So he's just got this little stump there, and we're all on the parade square. Now, when you make a fist in the Army, you curl, you put your thumb down along the seam, and you run your thumbs along the seams in your pants. And we're going through the basic, you know, like his basic training, and so you stand at attention. So it's like one of the first or second times you're on the drill square, so at this time the drill instructor is like a psycho cocksucker, so he's still making sure you know who's in charge here, right? So he's all like, all in your face. He's walking up and down the ranks, and he goes, stick your fucking hand out, make a fist, right? You know, correct hand when he goes along. He comes up to Joe and he goes, put your fist out. Put your fist together. Curl your fucking hands and put your fist together. And Joe's doing his best he can, but he doesn't have a finger. He goes, curl, and he starts getting pissed, and he's fucking mad. Curl your fucking hand. You better curl that fucking hand off. You're doing push-ups until you fucking die, right? Curl your fucking hand. He takes his hand, holds it up, so you can see he's not holding a finger. Bombardier doesn't miss a beat. He looks and goes, where the fuck is your little finger? Where is your little finger? I don't know, Massey Bombardier. You better fucking find it. and carries on down the line. The rest of the course, he's riding the guy, Joe, or White, where's your finger? I still have asked Robert, get out and give me 50! He fucking rode this guy. Where's your little finger, White? Don't know Ask Robert here. You still have out. Didn't I tell you to get another little finger? Go see the QM. Right? It was fucking great. I mean, he didn't totally abuse the guy. Like, 50 push-ups at that day and age was like nothing. It was like, you know, get a drink of water, do 50 push-ups, right? But it was a pretty good story. Anyway, so the actual story is, I have a cousin called Dowie. Two of them, actually.
The brothers Dowie.
The brothers Dowie. Now, the brothers Dowie are the most shyster motherfuckers you'll ever meet in your life. Okay, they are shyster, small eight turn sideways infinity, okay?
What's a shyster?
A shyster is like a little old lady has a Corvette and Alzheimer's. She forgets what kind of car it is, so she sells it to someone for 25 cents because she thinks it's 1910.
Shyster's the guy who bought it from her.
Technically illegal, immoral as fuck, but he's there signing the paper.
Actually, how is the guy with the Corvette?
Tell another story since you got that. Ironically enough, it leads into that, but... Mm.
There's a whole load of Dowie stories.
We could do a Dowie series like we do Gross Hospital.
Oh, God, it'd be Tales of the Dowie.
No. It would be the Brothers Dowie.
The Brothers Dowie.
But the story of grim tales.
Yeah, I know.
It's so bad, as a matter of fact, that Dowie became an adjective for bubblegum bullshit.
Dowieism.
It's a Dowieism. It's like, oh, it's a Dowie car, meaning it runs on fucking gun tape and faith. Okay, but it's a great deal, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's a total Dowie vehicle. I'd like to actually make their name synonymous with, like, covert shysterness. In any case, so the tales of the Dowie. Now, I'm going to go up and see my uncle, okay? And he lives up in Kamloops, which we've got to take this big fucking new highway open called the Coquihalla. So we've got this diesel truck, this Dowie vehicle, right, held together with gun tape and fucking string and bailing chips and whatever, and they have good mechanical skills, so they can continue to upgrade and patch this fucking thing.
A quality vehicle.
Spelled lots of gun tape.
W-A-L-I-T-I.
Oh, yeah. Brutal. So it's like, fuck, whatever. So we pack all this shit into this god-awful truck, this diesel truck. Off we go. Start off in the morning. La 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 la. No, we were supposed to start off in the morning. We wound up starting off about 3 o'clock. So, of course, it's getting fucking dark. And I'm like, oh, my God. It's quite a trip to get up there. It's like 6-8 hours. Whatever. So I am sitting in the truck. I'm like, bored. We've already talked about all the movies. We listen to all CDs. Fuck this. I'm going to sleep. Sleep. Close my eyes. Drift off. I'm awoken to the sound of screaming.
Never a good sign.
I wake up to, I can't see! I can't see!
You don't want to hear that.
I open my eyes and I'm in total darkness. Utter black. And he's screaming, I can't see! I can't see anything! Oh my God! And I'm like, what in the Mickey Mouse fuck is going on, right? I go, and I'm like, holy shit! And I like open my eyes, I'm looking around, I can't see anything! I can't see anything! I don't know where the road is! Ah! The electrical system has failed in the diesel vehicle.
Oh God!
Because it is a diesel vehicle, it can continue to drive.
Yes.
But if we stop, we won't be able to start again because we have no electrical. So it's march or die.
Uh-huh.
Sean, thinking fast, opens the door, swings his head out, and then begins to look for the little yellow line on the side of the road, which would be reflective of any light that does exist. I see it. I say, okay, you're going along the line. I can see the line. Okay, carry on. But we have no lights on a pitch black highway. With a trailer behind us that
and
also
people are driving fast.
Rigs, yeah. Actually.
Yes. I've all driven it at night many times.
All of a sudden, I hear this, wham! The whole fucking truck shakes, and I'm like, Jesus Christ! Right? And the whole thing is completely, absolutely, rockingly nuts. Okay. The shaking stops, it's a rig gone by, and he's hit the trailer, but he's glanced it, and the steel around the wheel well of the trailer has dug into the tire, creating a sort of mock break. So we have to stop because it's rubbing. We leave the truck going because we can't stop. Right? So I'm out there trying to fix this goddamn brake, this metal on it, okay? But it's like
quarter-inch steel. Okay, and I've got like a SOG power plier on me, okay? It's not going to fucking do the
useful
job.
Useful tool, inappropriate use.
Yeah, it's like, holy shit, who's got a crowbar? All right? Now, it's black. It's the middle of the night. I'm trying to wave down cars wearing combat pants and a T-shirt that says, kill a communist gay baby SEAL for Christ.
I'd pull over for you.
Yeah, you would. but no one else will. And you don't have a fucking car.
And you'd only think about it, and you know them.
I wind up jumping out onto the road. Like, I'm like, fuck this. I'm trying to pull guys over for 10, 15 minutes. And I wind up, did you turn the fan back on? You're fired. Can you turn the fan back on? Operational tasking.
You're being timed.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my god.
Hoongen Optic wants to get that shirt.
Which?
The one you have.
Dude, godless communist gay baby silver Christ. It's actually in teal blue. I should send it to him, you know. I never wear the fucking thing. My wife won't let me.
Really? not even to church?
Not even to church. Like I go to church.
Whenever I meet someone new and I tell them about my friend Sean, the first thing I tell him is, he has a T-shirt.
In any case, so I'm like, all right. I wind up standing in the middle of the road, standing there going, stop! And this unfortunate fucker throws on his brakes. Now, this is like white trailer trash, kind of driving those half cars, half trucks kind of a vehicle going on there.
El Caminos. Oh, yeah, baby.
I'm like, hi, we're broken down, we have no electrical, do you have a flashlight? And he's like, yeah, I think we do in the trunk. So I go grab the flashlight, they pull over the side, let me use the flashlight. I'm looking. It's going to take a while to fix this fucking thing. This is when I find out what exactly did happen, because now we can see. And I go back to the guy and I say, listen, man, I'm totally fucked here. I need this light. Can I buy it from you? He's like, sure. Now, let's rewind here. This light is this busted plastic, like $5 Costco special. Okay. I said, how much...
Is it orange?
Yes. How much...
Safety orange. Yeah.
Yeah.
How much do you want for it? He's like, $40.
What?
And I'm like, excuse me?
Beggars can't be
choosers. Bang! Oh, you want a flashlight? Sorry, I need mine.
Now, at this point, time stops. Right? And I'm sitting there frozen in space. Calm down, start breathing, right? You know, Dr. Dre and Eminem are running around my body talking to me. You know?
You got to give
You're all broke down the road and this guy's trying to rip you off? Fuck, sleep this road. Cut this fucker's head off, right? So it's just like, it's all bad.
Sure.
You got to give Mr.
It's in the middle of nowhere and you're stranded.
It's a pretty good deal for a flashlight.
Let's put that again. It's dark out. It's in the middle of nowhere.
You got to give Mr. White Trash credit for one thing, having at least a rudimentary grasp of supply and demand.
Yes. Now, he's got that down pat.
Now, bear in mind also, so I've got a few concepts going on. I've got Eminem screaming, I should take this guy's head off. Okay? Kill him. Kill his bitch-ass wife.
You have a vehicle.
Take the new vehicle and go the fuck home. Because this shit happens when you hang with Dowies. So I'm like, fuck this. Fuck you, right? However, I pulled this guy over. He was kind enough to stop. He was also kind enough to let me use the flashlight. I was in a hell of a bind. Was it immoral? Yes. If I just stab this asshole and walk away, would it be justified? The answer is no. It would be, he's a dink. He's a dink. He's a dink. It was a dink thing to do.
It doesn't match. That totally doesn't match.
What doesn't match?
How can you be, A, the
nice
type of person
to do
that will pull over on the side of the road for somebody who needs
no
some
kidding,
help?
No kidding, huh?
Lend them your flashlight.
Hey, I could sell a flashlight
sudden,
to that guy.
At the same time, be asking for $40.
No kidding,
the
huh?
wife was driving.
See, so it does make sense.
He's like, it's $40. So
and them needing their next fucking grass hit or whatever, thinking they can get gas at the next stop, are going to sell this fucking $5 flashlight for $40.
If he had said $20, I would have said that's excessive, but I would have agreed to it. $40, he's pushed it to the point where I have to leave him in a ditch.
Regardless, to be totally fair here, I'm not exactly sure the amount it was because this was like 5 years ago.
20.
Okay. Was it $20? Is that what it was? Because it was either 20 or 40. Okay, but it was an amount of money.
It was
a $5 flashlight. Okay.
A $5 flashlight.
New.
With batteries.
So it was
no
like,
tape and not broken.
So it's like,
bargained them down to
it would have
20.
Been $20 American or $40 Canadian.
Yeah.
Your call. It wanted like between 20 and 40 bucks.
See,
I can't remember. Some people say
20,
some people say 40. I can't remember it clearly enough, but it was more than 5, that's for fuck sure. For the sake of the argument, we'll continue with 20. So he wants $20 for this thing. So I'm like, okay, what do I do here? I bite the bullet. He was nice enough to stop, right? And nice enough to fucking let me use it. I begrudgingly give him the $20 and I say, can you do me a favor? Here is a phone number. For less than $50, would you consider stopping at a fucking payphone and phoning this asshole, let him know that we're broken down on the side of the road and a rig hit our trailer, busted the tire down. Fair ball. Now, he fucks off. Fast forward to Sandy, who, as a Dowie, is, you know, a shyster and everything, but these are good shysters. They're shysters and they're shifty, but they're genuinely good people. Really. When down to the bare root of it, they're pretty much good people. Okay, we're pushing it. How about they love their kids?
They're the type that would stop on the side of the road for someone who is stranded in the middle of nowhere, lend them their flashlight, and then sell
charge,
them for $40.
Charge it to them for $10.
In Roland Sarah's experience, there is one good Dowie, one bad Dowie, one gray zone Dowie.
Yeah. Good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah, good, bad, and ugly. So
which one are we dealing with here when we're talking about this Dowie?
I'm with good Dowie, and we're phoning gray zone Dowie.
Correct.
Okay, that's actually how we're gonna from good, bad, and gray. So gray Dowie, for all of his faults, loves his sons very, very much. And, I mean, your father expecting your son and your nephew to come up and visit. Well, 9 o'clock comes around, 10 o'clock comes around, it's 12 o'clock, he's like, okay, they're going to show up, I'm going to go to bed, I'll leave the key under the mat, my son knows where it is, no problem. 2:30 in the morning, the phone rings. Ring,
oh,
ring.
Shit.
Hi, is this Gray Zone Dowie? Yeah. Do you have a son, Good Dowie?
Oh, shit.
And he's like, yeah. It's like, he got hit by a truck. Some rig tagged your vehicle. They're on the side of the road. You might want to go check them out, okay? Bye. Click. They're about 10 miles back from this truck stop. Okay. The sun is coming up over the hill. I'm looking under, and I can see cars, you know, driving down the other side. And I'm staring there thinking to myself, Kamloops. Why did it have to be Kamloops, right? Shit, I'm still on the highway. And I hear this sound, this incessant roar coming from this. And over the rise where I see other cars come up over, this large red F-250 pickup truck with all four tires off the ground launches. Right? And I'm like, oh, that would be Gray Zone Dowie.
Let's see how the big boys get out of this one.
He like pulls across the fucking meridian. Grass, there's like trees and shit. There's like a sparrow stuck to his grill going, fuck! Okay. And he's just like, ah! He's like, are you guys okay? And we're like, yeah, the trailer's fucked up. Which is very anticlimactic for him.
Yeah.
Okay. Because he's expecting, you know, fucking crucified people leading to where the accident is, the Roman style, you know. And he's got, like, a crowbar, which takes all of 25 seconds to bend this little thing. Which made me feel really bad, because I'd actually made a 4-centimeter incision using my my hacksaw blade on my SOG, and I'm like, it kind of makes me feel like an idiot. Oh, well. But I had made that 4-inch incision, and if I had 40 more years, I could have dug my way out of there. But it was just like, holy shit. Ah! So that is the fabled story of the power outage, and I was still mad because...
What about the glow sticks? Weren't there glow sticks involved?
No, there's no glow sticks.
There were glow sticks. I think you taped glow sticks to the side of the truck so that they didn't see it. So when you're still moving.
He needs a microphone.
And you're running. And
you're running.
What Drexel said was that we may have put glow sticks on the vehicle. I think I had. This is when I was really hard into my AWOL bag, so I had, like, my glow sticks with me. I had everything with me. But I still didn't have enough. This is before the Soviet Spetsnaz titanium crowbars were being sold. Which I think you could still get in U.S. Cav or Brigade Quartermasters. But they're like 13
pounds. That's a great fucking catalog. U.S. Cavalry?
Oh, yeah, and Brigade Quartermasters.
Yes.
Yes, this is good. It's a Cthulhu-type mirror.
Ah, so let's play the phone lines. Oops.
Welcome. 1-877-729-7268.
Are you feeling lonely in your cyber world? Well, you can call toll free the What the Hell Show right now at 1-877-SAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268. So you can speak your mind and join the chaos.
Welcome. We're back. And it's time to phone in. So up those phone lines. It's toll free.
Call now. Call often. All you assholes that were calling earlier, please call now.
Call now. I think it was only one asshole.
We don't call you assholes.
He's a major zombie.
And we
has to, like, get his...
He has to be first. He just has to be first.
We at least coming down off the meds. Initiative, for crying out loud.
He's coming down off the meds. Yeah, we see. It sounded a bit better there.
Oh, there you go. Phones.
Hi, Aaron Rant Radio. Who's this?
Jodath Moore.
Jodath Moore. How's it going, buddy?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
You know, throat's raw. Other than that, not much. What's going on?
Not much. Just wanted to say hi, and, sorry I haven't been in the chat room. I've just been busy with shit.
That's no excuse!
Yeah, where the fuck, what?
We...
Eric?
Never mind.
That's all cool. So, you're still, what have you been doing?
Not much. I just called, because, you know.
It was there.
It was there. You're the first caller of the night. All right, man, well, good to hear from you. Say what the hell.
Hold on. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
You do have something to say.
Yes, I do.
What?
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I'm listening to you tonight because I have to go to services for 4 hours tomorrow for the fucking Jewish holidays.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Well, which one is it, Jordan?
Jewish holidays to all you Jews out there.
Jordan, what is it tomorrow? Yom Kippur?
It's Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur, what do you have to do?
I'm Jewish. I can't even keep track.
What do you have to do?
Okay.
Huh?
Tomorrow night at sundown, you can't eat for a whole day, and it resolves you of a year of sins.
No, tomorrow night, or tomorrow morning at sunup, we have to fast.
No, it's
for the whole day.
Yeah. It's Monday night at sundown, you can't eat.
Maybe it's a different sect.
Oh my God, we're having a war. Okay.
No.
Is there a rabbi in the house? Can we get
is that Star Baby?
That is Star Baby.
Or smack her.
What the fuck did you just say? Do not make me come through the telephone lines and cut your head off.
All right, Jodath. So you're going to go do this this Yom Kippur thing tomorrow. Hello?
Huh?
I said, you're gonna go do this Yom Kippur thing tomorrow, and how do you feel about that? You think it's cool or what?
Well, it's my religion, so...
Are you sinful? Do you need to do it?
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty good deal.
No, seriously. Before
I mean, all year.
No, like the Catholics, as a Catholic.
He's paying for this call. Anything else you want to say, brother?
Not much.
All right, brother. I'll see you later. Say what the hell.
As a Catholic, every week you have to go in, you have to, like, confess your
every
fucking
week.
Sin. Oh. Every week you have to go in, confess your fucking sin.
It's been so many days since my last confession.
And then what do you get for it? You have to basically do a bunch of shit. Then, if you're really good, they'll give you a cookie the next day, okay?
Yeah. Sounds like the Jewish have got it all sewn up
the
once
Jews
a year.
Do. Once a year, they fast from, like, sun up till sundown, and it's not even, like, that long. You know, it's like it's overcast, you know, they can have a sandwich or something, you know?
Right, but if you don't make it in before you die... Right?
Yeah.
Then you go to hell.
No. That's right.
So,
you gotta know.
Just a sec, right?
But if it's halfway through the year, what
That's
do you do? Right.
What do you do? The Jews, they can...
Maybe there's mass suicide.
They can be really bad as it gets closer to Yom Kippur. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Yom Kippur.
So they can be really bad up to then because, you know, they have less time to...
I mean, it's okay if you're old. It's pretty hard to do some sinning when you're old laying in bed. But what if you get hit by a bus halfway through the year, right?
Talk about Tuesday. You do something evil Tuesday, you better live the next 363 days.
Yeah.
You know, till you get another day to absolve all your skin. Your sins.
Skin.
Skins can
Or dissolve all your skin.
Yep.
My skin's dissolved!
Avoid absolving your skin.
It burns! It burns!
Hi, Aaron Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Nomad Terrell.
Hey, Nomad Terrell, what's going on?
Oh, not much.
much. I just wanted to say that we're having like a little rant radio party here. There's me and Decker Hunter Orion and Crazy Fuck, and we're all like hanging out and listening to the show.
When does Crazy Fuck go back? Or not Crazy Fuck, Hunter Orion?
He hasn't got his ticket yet, but he's supposed to be going back, what, next week you're going back? Yeah, next week he's going to be going back.
Okay, he needs to contact me when he's going back so we can see if somebody... everyone who's listening, Decker Hunter Orion is going to be flying into Toronto within the next week. He'll be doing a post on the page. If anyone wants to meet up with him, hook up, do all that good shit. And I've got to get Decker Orion some good stuff before he leaves. And he's got some good stuff for me, too. So, well, that's cool that you guys are going on. Anything else happening?
Nope, that's about it. And I just, because when you said the name in the IRC, you just said Terrell, and we're like, no, it's Hunter and Terrell.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, all right, it's Hunter, Orion, and Terrell.
Yeah.
All right. So say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
All right. Listener party. Very cool.
Listener parties are cool. I think we touched on this before. I wanted to start running like cheapy movie night sort of things where everyone will meet for a movie when it goes to the cheapy theaters, and we'll arrange it like a week in advance or 5 days in advance so people can show up. We're all like there, hey, how's it going? We'll all go see a movie together, right, at a cheapy theater for like $5. Fuck over the major Hollywood companies.
Go for donuts and coffee after.
And then go for donuts and coffee afterwards and just talk about shit. Right?
How about just coffee?
Or just donuts.
Tim Hortons.
Donuts kill. I told you, it's like 30 to 50 grams of fat per donut.
No, at my Tim Hortons, okay, we have mice, okay? We have mice.
They eat half the donuts. It's only 25 grams of fat.
We have
mice. We have little black fat, you know, rabies-infected mice.
Yeah.
I have rabies.
Because they foam at the mouth.
Yeah, foaming at the mouth.
Water in front of them, do they, like, freak out and run away?
Yes.
Excuse me for a second. Are you serious? Do they actually?
No, I'm serious. I work at a Tim Hortons.
No, I believe I know about that part, but they actually foam at the mouth.
No, I'm just
call now.
Okay.
Call now.
All right.
Well, that's all the frosting built up on the whiskers.
Hi, you're on Ram Radio. Who's this?
Puffin Nixter.
Nixter. Well, Nixter. How you doing, buddy? What's up?
Very good. Just working on that profit site.
Yeah, the digital Da Vinci. That's looking pretty sexy. I gotta say.
Very cool.
Thanks a lot. What I wanted, I'm working on the cult network page for just like all the cult sites that are just cult sites, you know, like Nidus and all the Prophet clan pages.
Yes, it's very cool that all the clan pages are all registered now, eh?
Yeah, I put all those on there, but they're coming up blank, so who owns those? Can they put like just a logo on that page? Or if there is a page that's actually functional, someone send me the actual page.
You're making a cult network page?
Yeah, no. It's going to be it's going to be just the network page of links of every single...
of all the cult sites. So what we can do then is we'll have a link off the main site to the cult network, and then from the network page they'll be able to go out and go forth and multiply and infect the world and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
All the cult page.
No one has to say, oh, what the fuck's the Decker's page, or what the hell's the...
Yeah, you just hit the cult page.
I can remember.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll all be there for everyone.
Well, the registered clan names make it a hell of a lot easier now.
Yeah, and I put all those on there, so...
Sweet! So we're still doing Triple XL, if I'm correct on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You bet, baby. That's going to be coming down this week or next. There was a bit of a problem. The jackets are finally getting shipped.
Wasn't there an address problem there or something?
Oh, yeah, that was really great. I forgot to put the address up, but luckily I managed to get a little bit of finances happening. So the people who've been, the folks who ordered clothing can now order because we got the correct goddamn address up there. But guys like Fork and Nixter are going to be getting the free gear that they've been promised. Finally, it'll be shipping within the next 2 weeks, just so you know. Okay?
Just in time for the apocalypse.
Just in time for Halloween, you know?
Yeah.
So, or just in time for Christmas, probably by the time it actually reaches your sorry ass.
Yeah, but I got that, if you go to prophets.thecult.org, that's just the little logo on there. Until the page is totally complete.
This is the Lynx logo?
No, it's just it's a Prophet's logo. I was going to talk to APOC about like getting like Cult Network or network.thecult.org, and that will be like the page list of all the links or something like that.
Sure.
That's probably a good domain name.
Sure, it could probably be done.
Or I guess I'd talk to Red 5 about that.
Red 5 or APOC.
Any of the crowd... it's coming along really quick. I mean, understandably, cult hasn't even existed for 6 months, and look at how much has happened. And this is all because of people's independent work without direction. It's just shit. They think it up and do it. And you're one of the major movers in that area, Nixter. I mean, it's awesome all the shit you've done.
I mean, it's really staggering. And we look at some of the art you've cooked up and stuff between you and guys like No Deal and shit. It's amazing.
Looks like Hoongan Optic says he's going to get a fight jacket.
Is he going to get a fight jacket? Fight jackets are the shit. Ronan Sarriott's going to get
Did that start because you did a typo and you...
That's correct, yeah. I was going to type in flight jacket.
Ronan's get fight jackets.
Everybody gets a fight. They're called fight jackets.
Oh, yeah, fight jacket. That's the shit.
What you need to do is you need to set it up so you can slip in, like, ceramic plates and, you know, maybe...
As a matter of fact, I was sent a website. If someone can find this, there's a website that was sent to me. I haven't been able to post because I haven't had time. But there's a site where you can send your clothing and they will armor it for you. They'll take it right up to class 3A, any clothes you want.
You're fucking kidding me.
No, so you can get your fight jacket. When you can afford to, you send it into these guys.
Upgrade.
And they'll upgrade your fight jacket to be bulletproof.
Do you want to download your upgrade now?
I mean, how sexy is that?
Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Alrighty then. So very, very cool.
Sean has the embroidery machine. Eaten anyone yet?
What's that?
Have they renamed it the Mangler?
You saw that movie too?
Yeah,
they're leaning on Stephen the cord.
Yes. The story.
It's a sheet press.
Yeah, I know. The story in the book was actually really cool, and I really, really enjoyed it. The movie, I could not believe how, like, fucked up this was, and it was like...
What movie are we talking about?
The movie is called The Mangler. It's based on a short story by Stephen King, and once again, it has the guy who played Freddy Krueger. What's the actor's name?
Oh, God.
Robert Engels.
Engels shows up in it, and even though he's, like, got clutches, you know, he's on crutches, the minute you see him, he goes, oh, yeah, he's the evil guy, you know. I mean, it's just like...
It's like, yeah, okay. Anyway, so what happened here? What's the story about?
Oh, they accidentally, in the movie, I'm not even going to talk about in the story, a bunch of ingredients accidentally fall into a sheet, like a sheet press. Like, we're talking a thing that presses really big hospital bed sheets.
So it's like voodoo. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, and it falls in. It by accident, it creates a voodoo spell that would summon a demon.
Yeah, because those voodoo spells will just happen, you know? It's a feature in the new Microsoft. We code it wrong, and this goddamn voodoo spell hit, and now we're fucked.
Well, no, you see, with Microsoft...
And, like, you know, half a bottle of Serto would do that.
Yeah, well, actually, with Microsoft, I believe that, but... no, anyhow, the part...
beta testing.
The part that was... was cool. So a demon shows up and it, like, catches somebody's arm. It, like, turns itself on at the opportunity to grab somebody and drag
them. Evil machines
in.
Again.
Yes. Well, and Stephen King. Who
the TV's
thought it?
Possessed.
Yeah.
The machine's possessed.
Yeah,
the car's possessed. The dog's possessed.
Stephen King flowchart.
Yeah.
My car is possessed. The clowns are possessed. My egg beater's possessed.
Cross it off the list.
Freaky high school chick is possessed.
Yeah.
How come my ham sandwich isn't possessed?
Yeah. Fuck off, Steve. Anyway,
the band's possessed.
Parasite.
Sony out. These couple of guys figure out, they think they figure out what's going on, and they're going
to... How do they figure that out? Wait! The machine is possessed by voodoo magic!
Well,
I mean, I could be the plant manager and be like, what? You're still fucking fired.
Well, it's
go
a Windows...
back to work.
It's a Windows-based product. You bring up that, you know, has performed a legal operation menu, and then you hit details and says, oh, fuck, here we go, voodoo and curse.
Yeah, error in voodoo.vxt.
So they go to handle it under the impression that it's probably just like a minor spell, so they're dealing with, like, easy Christian white magic, supposedly, to counteract it. Unfortunately, they don't realize that...
It's the devil himself.
No, that... that another ingredient was added in that would have made it like the big time evil black satanic magic. And so
there's
like
the only difference between evil black satanic and minor evil black satanic
is the ingredients.
Is like, you know,
two extra ingredients.
Some flour and
some flour and
a chicken head.
Make it really pop.
And the Lamento sauce.
Yeah, so they went in there, basically dealt with it as was an easy spell, and next thing they know, they have, like, you know, Godzilla as a possessed mangler machine walking down the street. That's actually how the story ends. I'm not making the shit up.
It gets usually really outrageous at the end of Stephen King movies.
It ends with the machine consuming the entire world.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly.
And then it destroyed everything.
Yeah,
I mean, Stephen King and I still end my stories the way a seven-year-old does in high school.
Hang on a second. I'm noticing a trend here. How come you, Uncle Dak, always find the stories where machines destroy the world?
Shut up.
It's because he's biased. We got a call or what?
Oh, yeah, we do. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Evil James.
Hey, Evil James!
Where's the good James? What have you done with him?
Well, where are you calling from, buddy?
From there.
Philadelphia.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, Philadelphia, U.S. of fucking A.
The city of brotherly love.
The city of brotherly love we mentioned earlier.
So how's it going tonight?
Oh, everything's going great. I managed to get, I think maybe 10 seconds of the entire thing tonight.
Are you on a dial-up?
Oh, gee, yes I am.
Time to evolve.
Yeah, that's shitty, dude. That's shitty. Have you got access to cable where you are?
No. And Verizon, the best they could do is $40 a month for 144K a year.
Oh, well, that's kind of crappy.
That's kinda
we are looking in the future, very very soon, as soon as I get a new computer, a low bandwidth stream.
That's right. Yeah. So the
Mark, no one's gonna bitch about.
No, no, that's totally cool, and we know your pain. We really do.
So eventually we're gonna set up so that like people with just a regular modem could actually listen to the show.
Oh yeah, exactly right. Yeah. That's the plan, and we're sorry.
For high bandwidth and low bandwidth users.
Yeah, we're sorry that happens, man. It's we're trying to rectify it, but the bottom line is we just simply don't
money.
Have the money. Yeah, we don't have the money, and James and I are putting all the cash we can into this thing.
The good James.
Yeah, well, I killed him.
Yeah, I killed him. So you're a new blood member in Cult, and did you have your ICQ number posted, or do you not use ICQ?
Say again?
Do you have your ICQ number posted with your name?
Yep.
Did you get flooded with ICQ messages?
I think I've gotten about 28 in the past 2 hours.
Yeah, that happens.
That's what happens when new people join Cult. They're like, boom, oh my God, there's all these fucking freaks talking to me now. So it's pretty cool. I guess that must be kind of cool, actually, you know, have all these people just go bang, and there you are. You know, you're like instantly just accepted. It's pretty sweet.
Well, considering I felt overwhelmed when I had 4 friends on the list before.
And you're like, oh my God, where's all my time?
I've seen this posted before. Prophet Spider says, Sim and such, hey dudes, been listening for months, and every time I do, Mom says she thinks you guys are pre-recorded and not reading the IRC. Please say hi to her, please.
Hi Mom.
Hi, Mom Spider.
Hi, Mommy Spider. We're not pre-recorded. We're all live all the time.
This has been pre-recorded.
This do not call in.
He phoned us beforehand and yep. told us to
yeah.
say this.
Yeah, that's yeah. right.
He
yeah.
set this all up. Your son is an evil genius.
Yes. Kill your son quickly before it spreads. Anyway, sorry, dude. Don't mean to cut you off there. So is that what you just wanted to say?
Well, do me a favor. Just keep me on the phone so I can listen to the damn show.
You send me $100 and we'll do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's it. We'll milk this poor guy for money. You want a little bit more? I know you're hurting. Send me some money, man.
Actually, then you would be that 1-800 number we were always talking about.
Right, yeah.
One, absolutely. Yeah. All right, buddy. Say what the hell.
$1,076
All
right, say what the hell.
Later.
No!
He wouldn't say what the hell! Flog him! Flog him! I want his skin!
No, he was just sulking. He can't.
He's like, I can
listen to the show when I'm on the phone, but I can't stay
Someone
on the
else
phone.
Is on the phone.
You can download them later. You just won't be able to listen live. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Babsy May.
Hi, Babsy May. How you doing?
Okay.
Okay, Babsy May.
I'm tired.
You're what? You're fired?
You're tired.
You're tired. What's going on?
Oh, well, let's see here. This week I got a new DSL line.
Woo-hoo!
Yay! All right.
So you can listen at high speed now.
Oh, yes. No skipping. The stream is just nice and easy and nothing, you know, interrupting except for the occasional skip call.
Babsy May, right. are you drunk?
No, she's just tired. Are you drunk?
No, just tired.
Just tired, eh?
I thought she was in our 14-year-old demographic there for
no,
a second.
No, she's got a little girl. What's your little girl's name again?
My daughter's name is Lena.
It was really cool. She called me the other day at work, and she had a little girl going, Shaggy, yay, and all this kind of stuff. And I was like,
I'm like,
that's like kind of sweet and yet so wrong.
And the
so
ego floated him out of the room.
No, I felt really bad. I'm like, damn, I better be a good evil genius rather than a bad evil genius because, like, this little girl likes me and stuff. You know? That's all cool. So what would you like to call in about, Babs?
Well, I don't know. Just wanted to say hi and let you know that Skip got to hear part of the show tonight because he called me.
Very cool.
That's a tricky way of doing it.
Yeah, he called me and he said, I want to hear the show. Just put me near the show for 15 minutes.
That's very cool. It cost you a fortune, probably.
Yes, I've gotten over 25 calls from him.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
How much do they charge you for living, like, nearby?
The thing is, the iOS people are going to bill me separately. They're not going to charge my phone company.
Oh.
Well, that's cool.
So I get to make payments and everything, and my daughter stayed up till approximately 9:30 tonight listening and watching TV.
Yeah.
She doesn't listen to us, does she?
No, her daughter listens to all of my rants. How old is your daughter again?
She is 4 years old.
Okay, so you let you and I.
John, you are good.
I already talked to her about this, and I said, "Are you sure you want to be letting a 4-year-old girl listen to what I'm saying on the air?" She goes, "Yeah, she knows the difference between words she can say and words she can't say. It's just the ideas."
Well, that's the part I'm worried about.
It's not the word.
It's not the word. I think that's cool. At least we know that.
It's a matter of the foul language. It's a matter of what's behind it.
That's right. That's right. And at least, Babs, may we know that she's going to be. I mean, hey, I wish my mom had been cool enough to hook me up some shit like this when I was four. You know, maybe I wouldn't be as badly fucked up as I am now.
The truth is out there, and she will be raised with it.
Absolutely. That way she won't get kicked in the teeth when she's 19 like the rest of us did.
Yeah. My fiancé's been sitting here laughing his ass off all night long, and he's like, how do I join cult? How do I join cult?
Yeah, I got to be a member of this thing. Yeah, it's joinatthecult.org, as I'm sure you've told him, so it's all good.
I'm going to hook him up.
Alrighty then.
I'll hook you up.
I got the easy fix. Alright, baby.
I got what you need.
Alright, so say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on. Yeah, she told me that, and her little girl was all like, oh, John Kenny!
Oh, my God.
Who's John Kenny?
He's a man!
I'm like, oh my God.
That's all bad.
I felt really weird about that. It's like one of those
weird
things. Yeah, that's weird. That's like kind of that Malcolm X kind of weird going on. It's like, yeah. When I went downtown, there's like 10 people listening to me, and I'm like talking to him, and old people are walking
Preach
like,
on! Preach on!
It's like, yeah, you go, Brother John, you go.
Testify, like, baby, testify.
Testify, right? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, wow, wait, shouldn't I be in a German bar somewhere?
Thank you. Failed like, painter makes good.
And I'm like, holy fuck. No, it's just like, whoa, that's really weird. And it's kind of cool, though, that people do associate with it. Because I think the only reason is they don't really associate with me. I think they just associate with common sense. And I just talk about shit that everybody understands.
Speaking common sense.
Somebody wants us to speak to us. Who is it?
Hi, you're on Ram Radio. Who's this?
Prophet Jill.
Jill?
Yeah.
Prophet Jill.
Yep.
Irrigation.
Are you, your name's not ringing a bell. When did you become a member of cult?
About a month ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, it might be a little fuzzy. Yeah, okay, we got Carmen. Sorry about that. So many members there. So how's it going? Where are you calling from?
California. San Jose.
California where?
San Jose.
San Jose.
Hey, that's where Fork and Zer store live, too.
Right on. So are you friends with Fork and Zer?
Yeah, I go to school with Zer.
I see. And this is your first time calling in, I think.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
It's awesome.
It's awesome, huh?
Awesome.
Cool. So, like, is this... Now, you guys go to school. You go to school with Zer, right?
Right.
So how many people in your school know about Cult and Rant Radio?
Not too many.
Really? So you guys don't tell people about it, or it's just kind of a secret thing, or what?
Pretty much.
Oh, really?
Okay, Prophet Jill, could you do something? Could you tattoo it on your body and walk
no,
naked?
No. Run
and
medic, kill Uncle Dak. Okay.
Absolutely.
I've learned... Oh, there she is. I have learned to accept the facts of life, blah, 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 blah. There you are. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, what is your impression of everything that's been going on here? I mean, you say Rant Radio is awesome. Do you like what you're seeing in cult since you joined and all that?
Yeah, I think it's really cool. I mean, it's a great idea.
Okay, cool. Anything you wanted to talk about tonight?
Not really. I'm just calling in because... Prophet Spidey wanted me to.
Okay, just wanted to hear your little voice. That's what it is. I know
it's... He's going to tape it, put on a loop.
And he's got himself some shower material. I know what's happening here. I know what the score is. That's all cool. All right, so you're going to say what the hell?
What the hell?
Right on.
Excellent.
Excellente.
Did that yank it out of the wall there?
No, it's all cool, I think. Say something into it.
Say something in the mic.
Ronan Sariot doesn't feel like saying a lot.
Okay, that's enough.
That's enough?
Yeah.
For those in the audience wondering what just happened, well, we nearly had a mic yanked out to the wall because Private Drexel ran screaming for his phone because he heard it ringing.
Oh, right.
What was it? Is it an ant or a
flying ant? No, it was...
It was just flying bug, and I nailed it.
Flying bug. Hi, you're on Ram Radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Optic.
Optic! Mopar, no car, baby. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Doing good. How about you?
Not too bad. So what's, where are you calling from?
Tewksbury, Massachusetts. You've never heard of it, and you probably never will.
Well, I've heard of it now. Now, you were talking to me before. Did you send that email out? You were talking about this engine and shit? What's that about?
Yeah, I got a Hemi lying around. Guy contracted me. It's not a 512. It's a 526. Ford. He never came and picked it up. So I got this engine lying around. I haven't sent the email yet. My email client's a piece of shit.
I see. Okay, so what is your idea here? You and I were going to talk about setting this thing up so we could actually build a cult vehicle.
Oh, yes. I have a lot of junkyards around here, and I found the perfect cult mobile.
What are we talking about here?
Okay, we're talking about a 70 Super B.
Ah, now sweet. That's very sweet, actually.
What is that? It gets better.
Okay.
Plum crazy. That's the color.
Plum crazy.
Purple.
Sweet.
Thinking green flames.
Green K's on the pillars.
Okay, cool. This sounds very, very slick.
Maybe you can explain what exactly that vehicle is.
I'm sure we probably have...
For the non-motorheads, it was monkey speak.
No. Forget this.
It's a Jesus fuck-off muscle car.
It's a Jesus fuck-off muscle car. Gargoyles, listen up. We need a post of a picture of a 1970 Super B. Please put it in the IRC. Thank you.
Yeah, guys, hurry up.
I'm sure that, look at it. No posting from Gargoyles. I wonder why that is.
20-second delay.
They're all racing as we speak. Okay, I don't want to get into too many details about this because I'd like to show finished products so we don't build a whole bunch of people up and then let them down and shit. But this is something that you and I got to talk about because it's very, very sweet.
Oh, yeah. I'll shoot you an email. It'll probably be easier to talk about this over the phone. There's a lot of these, intricate bullshit details in it because this guy, like I said, this guy contracted me to build it, never came and picked it up, so I got to double-check all the legal shit. Ugh.
Okay, cool. Why don't you ICQ me or email me your phone number, and I'll give you a buzz off-air, and we'll talk about it.
All right, sounds good. I'll shoot that off as soon as I can. Hopefully I can get this piece of shit to work.
Okay, what's a good time to call you?
Pardon?
What's a good time to call you?
Beats me, whatever.
Okay, man.
No, all right,
buddy, check it out. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right, so 4 in the morning it is that you'll be phoning him.
Awesome. Sweet.
So that's a good car?
That's just sweet.
Yeah, that's like a natural born killer's kind of car.
Ronan Syria came very close to buying one.
Yeah, they're very sexy cars.
Ronan Medic approves of this vehicle.
Yeah, I'd actually, personally, I'd like to see it go in a Challenger because I like the e-body style. But, I mean, hey. I'm not gonna bitch.
Oh, okay.
You know what you're back with.
That's what a 1970 Super B looks like.
Oh,
wow.
Sweet.
Yeah. Only Cthulhu busting
vehicle. Oh, yeah. This is like Blade fuck off. I'm driving. Okay, this is like.
Awesome. If the thing was black, I'd be shooting at little guys in cloaks.
Oh, yeah. It's 1970 Super B. Yeah, so it's all showing up here. Vampire Asmodee. A vampire found that. I don't know.
Gargoyles are slow.
Gargoyles are slow.
Plum crazy purple.
In plum crazy purple,
plum
even.
Crazy purple.
That's what it looks like with a 446 plaque.
Well, who got that one? Vampire Asmodee.
Vampire Asmodee put that one up.
And the exact car.
That is the exact car of what it's going to look like with the cult K's on it.
And green flames.
No green flames on there, but, what can you ask
for? It'll be so sweet.
Give somebody a few minutes, they'll basically touch up the photo.
That's right, some property.
Yeah, now I'm just going to have some full guys doing Photoshop, and they'll be like, right. This is an artist rendition. Probably before the show. The show's over.
So what am I not? So what kind of mileage are we talking here? About 12 feet to the gallon?
About that. With a 512 Hemi, at least it's a gas hose. Who's calling? Mile?
Oh, wow. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Last call of the night. Who's this?
This is Nomad Rabid Wombat.
Nomad Rabid Wombat. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto, actually.
I see. Are you friends with Integrity out there?
For all these fucking, cult members to come in and shit so I can, have, fucking cult parties and they can buy me, booze and shit. I'm just fucking waiting, yeah.
I see.
There's a big fucking delay, though. I get everything I say, 10 minutes later, so... but I get to hear my fucking, voice and fucking, never mind. Anyways. Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, two things.
Okay.
All right, first of all...
Fucking and like. Are those two things? Or what were you going to say?
First of all, because I'm fucking Jewish, so I can, insult the religion and everything like that, right?
We're very, very casual on that. Don't do anything really weird with us now.
I won't be too controversial. No, I was just saying, it's fucking, the whole thing which is great about Judaism is, you don't really have to believe in it or anything. And also, Yom Kippur, you get fucking forgiven for that, There's, things like that every couple months just to keep people interested, killing themselves because they committed all these sins and shit. I mean, you gotta have more than just one a year, because otherwise, you're fucked. You have to, if you commit a sin on Tuesday, you better live another fucking, 363 days, or else you're, eternal soul, but I don't know if we have, fucking hell and heaven kind of shit, but anyways.
Do the Jews have hell?
What?
Dude, what's the Jewish version of hell?
The God of strength.
Another Holocaust or something? I don't know, man.
Okay.
Hey, and also, I was fucking, I don't know, I have my own opinions and shit, I want to, start fighting over it, but I was the whole thing with, eye for an eye shit, that fucking, unmolester shit, going around and fucking killing them, I don't know, it seems a bit excessive,
I think killing people for religion is bad.
I know, but
I think so too.
Okay. What's your solution then for child molesters?
Child molesters, I think, I don't think the victims really should fucking, like, be the ones who decide who what happens, you know? I think, I agree that, you know, it should be harsh shit, but, I mean, like, what right do we have to say, like, that we jump in and fucking, like, yeah, we know what's right, you know? You guys, the rest of you guys are total fucknuts, and we know what's right. We're going to do what we have to do, you know? Like,
okay, no, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, or we have to be very careful with the judgmental shit, and that's absolutely true, but if someone is, like, a confirmed child molester, and we know, like, they're a repeat offender, we've got them, there's no question.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's just such a rare thing, and, like,
is it?
Molesters are fucking, like, everyone hates them. Like, in prison, they're, like, the finest ass, right? Like,
yeah, of course.
That fucking rave more than anyone else, right? The way in solitary and shit, because these guys are not fucking liked, all right? These guys don't make friends easily.
So what are you saying here, that's good enough punishment, or what?
Top ass, you know? Like, everyone wants a piece of them. So I'm just saying, you know, like, it's not fucking, they don't have good experiences in prison, and also they're always put on the dangerous offenders list. So, I mean, like, Paul Bernardo, I mean, the whole, it's fucked up with, what's her name, Carl Homolka?
Carl Homolka.
Bernardo, he's never gonna get fucking out, and if he ever gets put in, like, a jail cell with others, he is just gonna get, like, he's gonna get, like, have more, like, more anal sex with those guys than he, like, ever had with those girls or anyone in his life.
That's true. He's probably gonna think he got ass fucked by a train.
24/7, like, ass patrol or something. I don't know. Something weird like that. So, no.
Okay. I personally can see, I see your point, and I do agree with you that we have to be very, very careful before we start crying witch and pointing things, because that's how Skip Radio wound up in jail.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to be very, very careful of that. But what I do think, and this is my own personal opinion, that, you know, if a guy is a repeat offender, child molester, I think they should probably be taken out, not because they molested a child, but because that way you'll be sure they won't molest another child.
I have another opinion on that.
The whole fucking, like, scenario with, what's it called? What's that movie that came out? The one on Dead Man Walking. Like, that fucking good quote. Like, man's life is worth, I mean, like, man slash woman, because I want to be politically correct here, you know? Like,
right.
I mean, a man's, like, the worth of his life is, like, the sum of her actions, his or her actions, is worth more than their worst act, you know? Like,
no, it's not.
I mean, I want to stay the fuck away from that, all right? I don't want to get, like, down with being fucking, like, affiliated with child molesters. But I think, you know, there might be something, you know, else going on to them. And if you, like, take a look, there's, like, this very big pattern for, like, fucking them having really, really bad childhoods, like being beaten and shit.
It's all right to molest children.
Hang on one sec, Rabbit.
I just wanted to tell Douglas and Samarian, if he wanted to, like, take me away from Meek, you know, if he wanted to, like, he is the best fucking, like, anti-pork thing that I've ever heard in my life. I will never even, like, go near a fucking piece of pork for the rest of my fucking life.
Well, you being Jewish and all, that'll probably be pretty easy, because I think that's...
Yeah, but I'm kind of, like, totally atheist, not give a fuck. Basically, what I tell my friends is I'm too lazy to believe in God. I don't have the time. I just don't have the patience to believe in God.
All right, buddy, say what the hell.
Okay, what the hell?
Right on.
Call Anton.
Threshold, you hilarious. Wanted to rebuttal.
I say that if you have a child molester, regardless of whether they're a repeat offender, fuck that, then they should be killed, yes, but not because you're keeping them from molesting again, but because they molested a child. I think that's good enough reason. Uh-huh. Even if you have reason to believe they won't ever again, because, well, say there's someone following them with a sniper rifle and it says if you touch a child, you will die, and so they don't because of that,
uh-huh.
I still say kill them, because they molested a child, and that's enough. That's a
it's
a good enough reason. It's
right
a good
there.
Enough reason, true, but, I mean, that argument is that... my argument is that the damage is done, okay? Now, if you kill this person, you'll have a dead person and a molested child. Now, the reason why is, well, yeah, so what?
You have to specify that better. You have one molested innocent child and one dead, guilty, horrible, evil, disgusting human being.
Oh, absolutely. We're both agreeing here. We both agree they have to die. We're just arguing over the reasons of it.
You have to be more specific.
Okay. And people say, well, you know, who are we to jump in and say all that kind of shit?
I have just one other point that is going to start as another argument, unfortunately, is why the fuck should society
pay to support this son of a bitch for the rest of his life.
Okay, well, there's that, too. I don't think that's going to start much of an argument.
but it's another
we're point. All agreeing here about they should die. They're and now, like, I wouldn't want to be a pedophile listening because they're like, you should die. We're just all bitching about why they should die.
I'm a liberal pacifist.
It's all semantics now.
You don't think they should die?
No.
You don't think so?
You don't believe in capital punishment?
No, that's okay. No, that's fine.
No, I'm not knocking you. I'm just...
Wait,
I'm
gonna
just
be a vegan freak.
That's why you're a gargoyle, and there are Ronins around
that's
to keep
right.
your ass safe. Okay. But, right. what... Wow. Well, I mean, he's got a good point. Yeah, I've never heard that quite put that well.
They should be shipped to an island
they're
somewhere.
They're, like, fucking, like, primo ass.
Where they can fend for themselves.
Why don't we just ship them to an island? We can do, like, medical experiments on them, and they can...
Then it would just... be like a second Australia. They already tried.
Yeah, that's right.
A small island.
No.
Small.
You said they can't
with,
hide from
with
each other.
With lots of child molesters.
No, hang on. Bikini Atoll. There you go. Bikini Atoll.
Before or after the test?
No. Better yet, during.
Okay. Well, it's like this.
The after effects of long-term radiation.
This is actually put
tested on child
molesters. A lot of people go, "Who are you to judge?" Now I'm going to be doing a rant on this, which is going to be a slightly different tone rant, but I would like to state, "Who are you to judge?" That's an interesting thing. People go, who the fuck are you to judge?
I'm Sean Kennedy, and I judge.
Yeah, I'm Sean Kennedy, and judge, but why?
Yeah.
But why? Why are you the guy who judges? Well, first of all, I'd like to address the issue of who do you think you are not to judge? People say, oh, I get my moral conduct from the Bible. I get my moral conduct from the Torah. I get my moral conduct from the Hizmadal, or whatever the fuck else it is.
The Quran.
Okay, the Quran, whatever. Okay, I would rather take my scales of justice from the suffering that I've experienced within my own life, within my own experience. It gives me the right to judge because I paid for it with pain. It gives me the right to judge because I have seen things and I know things that I've gleaned from personal experience, not from some old dead text from thousands-year-old books that is nothing more than a piece of paper and feverant. Okay, what we need to understand here is you have the right to judge because you are a person, because you have that individual right to judge. Well, what makes the Christians wrong then when they start burning books and shit like that? Because they're blindly following. They're not thinking about things logically. They're not moving forward. They have no understanding. They are lost people who have software problems, okay? And this is why they need to have... If you were to take away that software damage and correct the error, they would look at it, look at very common sense, and come to the same conclusion. You can take five people from... like five different countries who speak five different languages, make it clearly available to them that that person's a child molester, and they will all kick his ass. Okay? It is not a big deal. If you don't like the way, I'm not saying cult should judge them. I think individual people in cult can judge them, and you will find we will all come to the same fucking conclusion. Hey, if you don't want them to die, don't shoot at them. Okay?
Sean, you know what you've just reached? Brian will agree with me. Sorry, Projectile Vomit Man will agree with me on this one. You are a secular humanist.
A secular humanist.
And what is that exactly?
Secular humanist. The humanist.
Humanist. Sorry, whatever. Secular humanist. That is somebody who believes that morals and ethics are universal but have nothing to do with edicts from God.
Okay.
Okay, I will agree with 50% of that.
Yeah.
I will say that morals and ethics have nothing to do with an edict from God, but they're based
not,
on...
No, that's
they're not universal.
That basically morals and ethics are universal. They have nothing to do with religion.
Okay.
That all people can agree that... these ethics and these morals.
Almost all people, except for the child molesters.
No, okay, now just a second.
They don't think it matters.
All people. He doesn't mean everybody.
He means all people. Moral and ethical people.
The fact that you have so many different religions on the planet and they all have similar beliefs. The Christians say, oh, that's because they believe in God. They just don't know it. But really, it's that the reason they have the same beliefs is they created their gods with the same... ideas because those are
universal
ideas that human
concepts.
Beings come up with.
Yeah,
universal
so that
concepts.
Everyone can get along pretty much.
That's right.
Don't kill other people. It's bad society.
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
A lot of people want to know, they come up to me and people want a moral standard. They want a moral standard which they can judge. So that's why they turn to the Bible. They turn to these holy books.
Right.
They turn to their
parents.
They
can say, I'm doing it because it says there.
It says not there, and that's what I believe. I'm going to box myself and label myself this way. Okay, when in reality, we rewrite our histories every fucking day. Every time Uncle Dak tells a story, every time I tell a story, we rewrite history. It's true. It goes from $20 to $40. It goes from whatever you want to whatever you want. It's all because we rewrite our history and we change our identities every day. We are dynamic. Cells die, cells reborn.
Yeah.
5 years from now, every cell in your body has been replaced. Are you still
except
the same person?
Cells.
Okay. Well, the Well, I'm not getting into that. The point is, though, that you change. People are dynamic, and we have to stop adhering to these archaic old concepts. Concepts of, believe it or not, I think that all concepts of culture are bad. Racism stems from culturalism. When people are like, I'm Irish, and the British fuck me over, so I hate British people.
Forever.
That's all bullshit. Fuck all that. We have come into a time when communication has reached the stage where we can finally communicate back and forth between all types, okay? Borders mean nothing. Skin color means nothing. Language means nothing.
Based on individuals.
It's all based on individualism and the ideas that each individual expresses. Fuck culture. Fuck borders. Fuck all that shit. Government exists to keep public property from the majority. That's the whole existence and point of it. Okay, so that's why I think that we need to stand up and say, yeah, I think it's wrong. And if everyone disagrees with you, fine, but at least have the balls to stand up and say that for what you believe and what you think and not what other people tell you. That's all.
Okay.
My name's Sean Kennedy. I'm the fucking man.
Go through the
IRC.
All right,
IRC so it's good night time. We're going to go through the IRC.
By the way, you're right, Sean. I did exaggerate. It's actually, all I didn't just do is I just didn't have bacon that next morning.
We got Zerstar Balkans John, who is now Nomad.
That's a stretch. Balkans. Nomad Balkans John. I did see that on the page,
Balkans,
yes.
John.
Wow.
Bab Soul Raper.
AFK.
Oh, sorry, AFK. John, Bab, Soul Ripper, Matrix, Paley, Pseudo, Test Driver, Paradox, Breaker One, Evil James, Josh K, Mr. Echo, Sideslide, Simplex, Rastnikolikov, Optics, Scarecrow, Terrell, and Hunter Orion, Buck X, Half Elf, Judas Kexler, Kurgan, Plastic, Rabid Wombat, Orphan, Nixter, Broken, Jill, Music God One, Smokehouse, Spidey, Spider UK, Spider, Tenshi UK, Ronin Cyber Samurai, and I know that's hokey, but I love that name.
It's funny.
Ronin Templar Knight, good old TK. Zipper Boy, Vampire Malkav, Vampire Asmodee, Y2 Karma, Captain Pike, Imagine, Kool-Aid, Crazy Fuck, Leth and PV, Social Unrest, Stats and VIP. And we're going to go out tonight by playing again that really groovy song, Cult, The Rise of Cult,
mm-hmm.
from Prophet Tenshi, which
yep.
is just sexy.
You betcha.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to use Banshee Screamer and make that the music I wake up to every morning because it's kind of good stuff to wake up to. And I'll just
Banshee Screamer.
It's an alarm clock program that plays MP3s.
Oh, okay. And use this song.
And use this song as the alarm.
Yeah, it starts off kind of
quiet. Slow and, you know, of course, I think the Dark One might have something to say about that. You know, waking up to music that people
rise.
You know, slowly I'll wake up, throw open my shutters, breathe a deep breath, and like, Sean, you're acting kind of strange. No, I'm not acting strange.
My people love me.
Walk down the street, and I'm like waving to people. I have no idea. Like, hello, citizen. How are you? Go about your business. Sean, so no.
It's at that point she will ask me to intervene, which will involve a straight jacket.
Somebody slams on the brakes, they rear, and the guys start yelling at each other, people, stop. We must come together. You know,
it's just an accident. I rear-ended him.
So, no, we must live together in peace.
John, for God's sake, stop acting like Adam West.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, citizen.
Hello.
All right.
Around the room.
What do you got?
Dot-com girl.
Dot-com girl.
Goodbye.
Roman Thoriot saying good evening.
Starry saying goodbye.
Farewell from Ronan Medic. PVM says, it wasn't quite the flood of ICQs I expected, but then they started to trickle in, and then I went, whoa, wait a minute, there's a whole lot of people out there.
Did you get hit pretty hard with ICQs? Like, how many ICQs did you get?
Well, actually, the last few nights running, I've had this running conversation going with Gloom Bunny telling me about her problems.
Now there's a mix.
Yeah,
baby.
I'd pay money to see that as a porno.
No, she's not into cyber sex, but it has been kind of amusing.
I wasn't talking about a cyber sex.
You pay money to see any
okay.
kind of sex. All
right, moving right along.
Let's move it right along.
This is So Long from your old Uncle Dax saying, lay off the helium. We all know where that leads.
It's not the helium, it's the stupidity.
Good night from Drexel.
And I guess it's good night for me, Sean Kennedy fucking man, saying, hey, be drinkable. Virus Manifesto, Halloween 2000. You bet, baby. That's when it's going to be coming out.
Yeah. Then you can all read it the hour before the show.
chant the incantation.
And you can chant the incantations.
And you watch Lee's
Actually, you're not wrong. I have this. I have a concept that's coming out in there, which I'm not going to touch on right now, called glyphs, which is going to be very cool.
Did everyone write that down?
Glyphs.
The magic word for tonight is glyphs.
Which is going to be a form of coded graffiti for cult members.
And we're
going to
touch on it.
Well, shut up. Fuck you, okay?
Is that like in Blade, so you know where the vampires are?
That's where I got
like
the name Glyphs from.
Okay.
But yeah, I've got a
method. I win.
Using flash eyepiece. James is cool. Sim! Ah, this evil Sim. James thing has got me all fucked up.
No kidding.
Evil James, good James. I can't
evil
tell
James,
the difference
bad James.
And this is Sumerian. Saying goodbye until next week.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Get your Dr. Peppers ready.
Be
next
cool.
week. Yep, be drinkable.
Be drinkable.
And we're out of here till next week. 6 days, 21 hours, you know.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register some company sucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is non-conformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers mining on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times. The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.